heavy line. Don't worry at all, worry at all. Love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way. Trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure. Without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying. Why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me don't worry. Just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Coquito, you know she from Puerto
Rico. La la James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sauce side coolin', I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread, baby. I'm no cheapo. Yeah. Shout out Uncle Billy, he just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy, and she call me Chico. She said, como estás? I said, me no speako.
Yeah. Take it till you make it. I call that placebo. God, Father, Son, and Spirit. That's the three amigo. Ay, woke up in the morning. I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego. I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay. We just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me. Pour me, pour me a glass of coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the...
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh... Girl, now you on the track. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, trying to swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Mm-mm. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Trying to play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio, and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. Time, no.
7 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time. Try to prove who's right. And if it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying. Ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean, and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns south. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stayed the same and your mom swooped away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go. But at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
With my my little white thing. Funny how time change. Reminiscing days when they used to hit me with the cold shoulder like a ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. And the real never die, man. Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
It's just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 20 while I'm feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own, even when I'm home. Taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do, even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet, yeah. I ain't done yet, I ain't done yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place now. Falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go. Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this show on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Game 3 of a 6-game series here in Frisco, Texas, between your Frisco Rough Riders, the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, and the AA St. Louis Cardinals affiliate of the Springfield Cardinals, who have won the first two games of this week here in Collin County with a come-from-behind win Tuesday, and then a wire-to-wire win last night. The final score 6-2 over the Rough Riders, despite a terrific performance from Evan Carter back in the lineup last night. Carter back in today. We'll give you the whole starting lineups as we go on the pregame show. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back to Rough Riders Baseball. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. The Rough Riders are 28-36 now on the season as we come down the home stretch of the first half of the season. All those records will reset at 0-0 once the second half begins, and a new team will claim a playoff berth as the second half winner. Frisco and Springfield, neither of them will win the first half in their respective division. Springfield is 33-32 on the season. Trending upwards, they have only lost one of their last five series. And if they win today, they will assure they won't lose this one either, as this is a 6-game series, and they are 2-0. We'll give you the whole starting lineups briefly later on, but Carter back in the lineup, Luis Angel Acuna leading off. And on the mound today for the Frisco Rough Riders is Ryan Garcia, former second-round pick out of UCLA. Has upped his ERA a little bit. It's sitting at 7.04. He'll try to lower that a bit today in this, his 13th start of the season. He is 2-5 so far on the year. The opposite side is Logan Gragg. He is the right-hand pitcher for the Springfield Cardinals. He's 1-4, has a 6.29 earned run average, and the 24-year-old out of Prairie Grove, Arkansas, and a former Cowboy from Oklahoma State will make his start here today against the Frisco Rough Riders. Well, joining us on the pregame show is actually a part two of a conversation that we began yesterday. I sat down with Tristan Pauly yesterday before the game, and in part two, we'll hear more about his experience in AAA and his route through the minor leagues in the Rangers organization. Pauly, who was drafted out of Indiana State 4 years ago, came up with a select class of minor leaguers and then got hurt partway through, so some of those guys got elevated quicker than him, but then he got called up to AAA and kind of rejoined a lot of those players at the AAA level. Now he's back at AA after a couple weeks with Round Rock, and so we'll chat with Tristan Pauly about his experience so far within the Rangers org. Tristan Pauly, relief pitcher for the Rough Riders, joins us next ahead of a 7:05 first pitch between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Springfield Cardinals here in Frisco. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Welcome back in the Riders Baseball Network. We've got part two of a conversation with Frisco relief pitcher Tristan Pauly, who just made it up to AAA for a couple weeks and then came back down to AA as planned. And we'll continue that conversation about his route through the minor leagues and history with the Rangers organization. So here is Tristan Pauly.
when you were initially drafted, you come up with a wave of guys who come into the organization at the same time. Then with your injury in 2021, some guys move ahead, then you get to join them a little bit in Round Rock, and essentially you've gotten to see like a couple draft classes, a couple of waves of guys, and there's a lot of relationships there, guys that you wouldn't have otherwise met. What's it been like for you in this Texas Rangers organization to know maybe more players than most, who have been teammates with a lot of different minor leaguers, having, you know, played at each level? What's that been like to just have a lot of relationships within this organization?
So the one thing I'll say about the Texas Rangers is that they do a absolutely fantastic job drafting great people. There are so many great people in this organization and so many people that I'm just really lucky to have met and been around and, like, experienced their life as well, like, as we're going through this whole grind of trying to make it to the big leagues. You know, it's really cool, and I had connections whenever I went up. I have connections here. I'm an open guy. Like, I like to get to know everybody and to just, you know, be myself, and that's all I can be, and I don't know how to do anything different, so.
I like that. When you were pitching, when you go up to AAA, unfortunately, one thing you miss in that San Antonio series was the ring ceremony. So you had won the championship in the Texas League last year, had the whole ceremony, but you were gone by that point, so you didn't get to experience that on that. I think it was the Friday game against San Antonio. But if you can go back to kind of the memories of winning the championship, but even though you couldn't reflect on it that day, if you can think back now, just the memories of winning the championship and be able to share that with a lot of guys still here in Frisco.
You know, just a lot of pride. You know, it's really hard to win championships, especially in pro ball or at any level, really. And to be able to, like, go out and join a team and then do that at such a high level, like win a championship at the AA level, you know, that means the world to me. It's just really cool. And I haven't seen my ring yet because I also missed the ceremony in Round Rock. So I'm still waiting to see it. I don't know what they look like, but I know that as soon as I open it up, it's going to bring back all those memories and just that feeling flooding back in.
Yeah. Last thing here, we'll finish on a note about just getting up to the AAA level, and you were talking about, you know, it's closer to the big leagues. It really feels like you are establishing yourself to a bigger degree, which, I mean, AA is a big deal, AAA even that much bigger. What's something that you've learned in this journey about reaching each level, something you reflected on? Could be anything, could be something deeper than baseball. What's something that you've kind of dwelt on as the years have gone by and you've gotten closer and closer up to the AAA level?
The biggest thing I would have to say would be just being myself. It's really hard to be around a lot of successful people, especially people that are successful or more successful than you in your field, and just being able to be you. And, like, that's the biggest difference maker. Like, as long as you can be yourself, and, like, that's what got you here. You know, that's what got you there, and that's the recipe. Is to just be you, because there's nothing better that you can be other than yourself.
Right, there's Tristan Pauly. Game 3 of this series with Springfield coming up after this. 7:05 first pitch, starting lineups on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. A 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Just a few minutes shy of first pitch from Frisco, Texas, with the Rough Riders gearing up for Game 3 With the Springfield Cardinals, here are the starting lineups for both of these clubs, beginning with Jose Lahaire's squad, the skipper in his third year for Springfield. Leading off for the Cardinals and playing center field is Mike Antico, hitting .248 this season. Behind him in the lineup and the second baseman, Nick Dunn. Batting third, the third baseman, Jacob Buschberger, hitting cleanup. And the designated hitter tonight, the league leader in home runs, Chandler Redmond, with 18 long balls on the season. Noah Mendlinger bats fifth and plays left field. Then in the sixth hole, the first baseman, L.J. Jones, the fourth. Hitting seventh for Springfield, and the shortstop tonight is Irving Lopez on a six-game hit streak. Batting in the eighth hole and the backstop tonight is Aaron Antonini, the Venezuelan former Middle Tennessee State product, and the nine-hole hitter, the right fielder, Justin Turner. Again on the mound today is Logan Gregg. His counterpart for the Rough Riders is Ryan Garcia, gets his 13th start, the right-hand pitcher for Frisco. Carlos Cardoza starts his lineup with Luis Angel Acuna, the Rough Riders' shortstop, with a team-leading 17 doubles on the year. Evan Carter bats second and plays center field with his near cycle last night, just missed a double in yesterday's affair. Batting third, the second baseman, Thomas Sejasi, on a 10-game hitting streak. Batting cleanup, and the left fielder is Trevor Hover. Hitting fifth, and the right fielder tonight is Kellen Strom on an 11-game hit streak. Batting sixth, and the catcher is Liam Hicks. Batting seventh, and the designated hitter is Scott Capers, gets his first DH assignment. Then Josh Hatcher bats eighth and plays first, and Chris Sees bats ninth and plays third. First pitch coming up when we return with Zach Bigley on the call right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, oh, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride!
Luis Angel Acuna wins it for the Rough Riders. Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris Sees homers again.
Nick Tanelu with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swinging a drive, deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
Acuna hammers a breaking ball deep to left field. This one is grand.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
On a gorgeous Thursday, it's the Rough Riders and the Springfield Cardinals in Game 3 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Frisco, Texas and Riders Field alongside Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along on what turned out to be a beautiful day for baseball. 87 degrees and sunshine up above. 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field in Frisco, Texas. Ryan Garcia gets the ball for the Rough Riders. The former UCLA Bruin goes to work against Mike Antico, the leadoff man at the top of the order for the Cardinals. After the Cardinals have won the first two games of this six-game series, winning Game 1 by a score of 10-7 and winning last night 6-2, the Rough Riders look for a little bit of revenge in this game today. Antico, the center fielder, is getting ready to get in from the left side as our third base umpire, Nate Diedrich, had to run down and, I believe, close the door to the tunnel down the left field line in the corner, and now we are ready to go for baseball. Antico 0-for-4 in the opener. He got the day off yesterday, and now he stands in. The Rough Riders at 28-36. The Cardinals at 33-32. Ryan Garcia looks in for his sign. He's got it. He winds back, and away we go. It's fouled straight back. It's 0-1, and it's a 7-08 first pitch in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders at 7.5 games back in the Texas League South. They are in the cellar of the division. They'll wind back in the 0-1. Pierces the inside edge for a called strike, and it's 0-2. While the Springfield Cardinals, they're third in the North, but they are 8 games back. Both teams have been eliminated from first half contention, with this being the last week of first half play. The 0-2. Swinging a high fly ball, hooked foul right side, and it's still no balls and two strikes on Antico, the center fielder. Antico hitting .248 through his 63 games so far, 9 homers, 36 RBIs. He's a big stolen base threat. 23 of them this year is top 5 in the Texas League. He stole 67 bases last year. The 0-2. He swings, puts it high in the air on the infield, right side. It's Hatcher, the first baseman, coming in. He's there to make the catch. And there's one away in the first inning. Nick Dunn, the batter. Dunn leading the entire Texas League in batting average this month, hitting over .400. He's hitting .317 overall on the season. He's had an incredible series, 6-for-11 so far. Left-handed batter against the right-handed throwing Ryan Garcia, who's back into his wind. He delivers. High off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Dunn, the second baseman defensively today for Springfield. Garcia, 6 foot, 180 pounds, 25 years old, the 1-0. Outside, it's two balls and no strikes. The Arcadia, California native was a former second-round pick of the Rangers back in 2019 out of UCLA. He's making his 13th start for Frisco this year. He rocks in the 2-0 pitch. At the bottom of the zone for a strike. 2-1. A record of 2-5 for Garcia, a 7.04 ERA. In 46 innings pitched, 51 strikeouts to 23 walks. 2-1. Dunn fouls it back behind home off to our left. Watch out in the control room down the left side. It's two balls and two strikes. Getting Nick Dunn out has really eluded the Rough Riders so far in this series, but they'll try to do just that here in the first inning, and that'll be a key for today, is keep him off base. He's accounted for 5 runs already through the first two games. 2-2, hit foul back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. The Cardinals scored 6 runs in the third inning yesterday. That's all they needed in a 6-2 win. They stranded 15 on the base paths against the Rough Riders. Frisco allowed 11 hits, and they walked a ton of batters as well. 9 walks on the pitching side for Frisco yesterday. 2-2. Swinging a drive to right center field. Strom going back. He's at the warning track. It's Evan Carter in center field, just shy of the warning track, there to make the catch. And there are 2 outs. So Nick Dunn got under it to center field. 2 up, 2 down for Ryan Garcia, and Jacob Buschberger stands in. For Ryan Garcia, the key has been consistency all year long. He's had some phenomenal starts, and he's had some starts he'd like to have back. Case in point, his last 2 trips to the mound for the Rough Riders. First pitch to the right-handed batting Buschberger just simmers low of the zone, and it's 1-0. In his last start, 4 1/3 innings, allowing 5 runs on 5 hits, 6 strikeouts against Northwest Arkansas. But his prior start against Corpus Christi was really good. The 1-0 hooks off the outside corner, and it's 2-0. He allowed just 1 run over 7 innings against Corpus Christi to pick up the victory. He struck out 4 in that game. They're hoping to see him turn a little bit of a corner. The 2-0. Swinging a chopper back to the hill. Garcia waits for it to come out of the sky. He picks, lobs it onto first base in time to get Buschberger, and it's a 1-2-3 first inning for Ryan Garcia. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Into the bottom of the first inning, no score on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the first inning, Rough Riders and Cardinals, game 3 of this 6-game series. Frisco falling in the first 2 and looking to find some offense against Logan Gregg, the tall right-hander on the hill. Luis Angel Acuña begins things for the Rough Riders. Gregg winds back and delivers home. He fits one just outside, and it's 1-0. Acuña, the Rough Riders shortstop, 3-for-9 in the series. The 1-0 pitch. A swing and a broken bat roller to short. Lopez charges, picks, fires on the run to first, and just in time. Barely got Acuña at first, and there's one away. Really close play, but Acuña retired, and Evan Carter bats for Frisco. Acuña, an 0-for day yesterday, just the second time this month he's been held hitless. Logan Gregg has been a little bit up and down this season so far for Springfield. He winds back and deals home to Carter. Breaking ball, hums down low and inside. It's 1-0. Gregg on the season is making his 13th start. 1-4 with a 6.29 ERA. The 1-0. A swing and a chopper right side. It just goes foul, and it's 1-1. Gregg began his college career at Connors State, missing his freshman season with Tommy John surgery and then pitching a good sophomore campaign. Transferred to Oklahoma State. And though he wasn't very good numbers-wise, 6'5" frame provided something the Cardinals liked. The 1-1. Swinging a soft roller left side of the infield. Bushberger there at third in the shift, and he throws out Carter for the second out. Two up, two down, and a pair of ground ball outs for the Rough Riders. And Thomas Ajayi hits. Carter went 3-for-4 yesterday. He goes the ground ball out to third in his first at-bat. Scoreless between Springfield and Frisco. Greg works from the first base side of the rubber. The 6'5", 24-year-old offers home. So JC peers at one that strikes the outside corner right at the knees, and it's 0-1 on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Eighth round selection by the Cardinals in 2019, the 0-1. Off the outside edge, and it's 1-1. Greg, in his 12 starts so far, 58 2/3 innings, just 51 strikeouts to 22 walks. 1-1. A check swing and a pitch that dips low of the zone. 2-1. So JC had a four-hit game in the opener of the series. Had a triple in the ninth inning yesterday. The pitch. He drills it down the left field line, but foul. 2-2. So JC has a lot of power at one at 103 miles an hour off the bat, foul. He has 9 home runs to lead the club, and 5 of them have come in the last 2.5 weeks. 2-2 pitch. Fouled straight back to the screen. It's still 2-2 with 2 outs and the bases clear in the first inning. Matt McKendry has balls and strikes behind the plate. Ben Engstrand is our first base umpire, and Nate Diedrich, our third base umpire today. Three-man Texas League umpiring crew. Bragg has his sign in the 2-2. So JC drills it into left center field, into the alley. Antico looking up, and it hits off the warning track up against the fence. So JC up to second. He stops right there. It's a double with 2 outs for Thomas. So JC is 13th of the season. And the Rough Riders have a runner in scoring position with 2 outs in the first inning. Well, he got a pitch at the bottom of the zone. It was a changeup, and he got the barrel to it, ripping it into left center field up the alley. So JC's got himself another extra base hit. It's his second of the series to go along with that ninth inning triple last night. Trevor Hover steps in. Hover, a left-handed batter. Got the day off yesterday. He's 1-for-4 in this series. The pitch in the outside corner of the knees, a strike, and it's 0-1. Defense behind Greg looks like this. It's Noah Menlier in left, Mike Antico in center, and Justin Turner in right. Jacob Bushberger has third, Irving Lopez at short. Nick Dunn at second, and LJ Jones is at first base. The 0-1. High, and it's 1-1. That pitch corralled in by Aaron Antonini, the catcher today for the Springfield Cardinals. The stretch and the 1-1. On the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Pull side shift on the infield for the Cardinals. Hover bends low in his stance. Bat over his left shoulder. The 1-2. Down low and inside, 2-2. Rough Riders went 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position yesterday. A tough day on the offensive side. Frisco just held to 6 hits offensively and 2 runs. One a solo homer by Evan Carter. The other, that's a JC triple producing a run. The pitch. A high pop-up right side of the infield. Dunn going out into shallow right. The second baseman under it, and he makes the grab to retire the side in the first. No runs for the Rough Riders on a hit. No errors and a runner left on. We go to the top of the second inning. It's the Cardinals nothing, the Rough Riders nothing on the Riders Baseball Network. You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices and the carpet looked amazing. The young men who work for Carpetech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpetech.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We roll into the top of the second inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Cardinals and Rough Riders, neither team has found the scoreboard yet. Chandler Redmond starts it off for Springfield, then Noah Mendlinger and LJ Jones the fourth. Middle third of the order against Ryan Garcia, who worked a 1-2-3 first inning. Right-hander back into his wind in the first pitch to the left-handed batter. Redmond watches over for a strike, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders saw a good first inning for Garcia, and that's a great sign. First inning has been his toughest inning this year. The 0-1. Swinging a chopper foul right side. It's 0-2, but it doesn't get very easy here in the middle of this Cardinals order. 2-3-4. Nick Dunn, Jacob Buschberger, and Chandler Redmond in this Cardinals order have been amazing in the first two games of this series. Dunn and Buschberger were retired in the first inning by Garcia. The 0-2. Added Redmond to that list. Swing and a miss. Upstairs for strike three. It's the first strikeout for Garcia. There's one away. Noah Mendlinger, the batter. No score in the top of the second. Bases clear and one out. Well, Redmond went chasing on a fastball too high. And now Dunn, Buschberger, and Redmond have all been sat down. Something that had not happened consecutively in the first two games. The pitch is high off the outside corner. It's one ball and no strikes. Those three combined to hit 500, 15 for 30, with seven runs scored and nine RBIs in the first two games. The 1-0 off the outside corner, 2-0. Redmond went 5 for 10 alone. So quelling those guys on the offensive side is going to be very key today. Mendlinger himself 3 for 8 in the series. He's driven in three runs. 2-0 toss. Just high. Three balls and no strikes. Well, early on in the game yesterday, Seth Nordlund allowed a ball to base runners. He stranded two in each of the first two innings. Garcia whips in the 3-0. Hits a fastball at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 3-1. Until the six-run explosion in the third inning offensively for Springfield. So Garcia trying to make sure that we don't see as many base runners early on. The 3-1. Mendlinger watches at the bottom of the zone for strike two, and it's 3-2. And if you've been following the Rough Riders over the last few weeks, Ryan Garcia has been working on two things in particular, his fastball command and his curveball command. A 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside for strike three. A fastball at 95 for Ryan Garcia. That's really good velocity for him. And he picks up his second K. They've come consecutively. Two outs in the second inning for LJ Jones, the fourth. The first baseman stands in from the right side of the plate. Garcia winds back and deals. Fastball just outside. And it's one ball and no strikes. And that fastball velocity has been very good tonight, 93 to 95, whereas normally it'll be 89 to 91. The 1-0. Garcia winds and deals. Fastball rides inside at 94. It's 2-0. Garcia has seen that fastball get touched around a little bit so far during his time in the Texas League. He had so much success with it over the course of his career, and the toughest thing for him had been staying on the field with injuries. The 2-0. Swinging a line drive up the box, that's into center for a hit. And Jones deposits one into the center field grass for the first hit of the game for the Cardinals. Two outs, runner at first base, and Irving Lopez stands in. That one at 108 miles an hour exit velocity. Right into center field. Was on a fastball. Irving Lopez, the left-handed batter. No score, top of the second. Runner at first, two outs. The pitch home. High, and it's one ball, no strikes. Garcia has been working on the quality of his fastballs, making sure that he doesn't leave them out over the plate to get touched around a little bit. He deals. It's low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. They started the last three hitters 2-0. In addition to that, landing the curveball for strikes has been something that's been a really big point of emphasis for Garcia recently. It's gotten better. And usually those two things will go hand-in-hand with his success. 2-0 offering. Fouled straight back. He's back in it at 2-1. And against a tough lineup like this, that has a lot of power, they're second in the league in homers this year. You really got to be careful with mistake pitches because they'll be turned around a long, long way. 2-1. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line. Foul territory. Cease going after it. The third baseman watches, and it's four rows deep. Into the seats, 2-2. Ryan Garcia trying to get out of the second unscathed, allowing the single. Two outs to Jones. Opponents are hitting 274 against Garcia this year. A little bit above average. Garcia readies in the 2-2. Breaking ball outside. Three balls and two strikes. What a beautiful day for baseball. 87 degrees of the feels like of 92. Good crowd on hand for a Thursday, especially out beyond right field. The Lazy River is packed tonight. Sold out for Rowdy at the River. The pitch is high off the outside corner for ball four, and it's 2-2 out base runners for the Cardinals for eight-hole hitting Aaron Antonini, who's making just his third appearance here at the AA level this season. He was up in AAA Memphis earlier this year. It's hard to look out beyond right field and see any water, just simply because there's so many bodies. Looks like a fun party out there.
There might be so many bodies that all the water splashed out. Little Archimedes Eureka situation going on there.
The pitch is off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. No, Archimedes Gamboa is not playing tonight, Josh.
I knew you'd get that. Shortstop for the Cardinals. I bet he's out there in the Lazy River enjoying it.
He should be.
On the starting lineup.
Stretch in the 1-0. High off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Rowdy at the River presented by Twisted Tea tonight and every home Thursday. Liam Hicks is going to go chat with Garcia, and Thomas Ajayi from second joins as well. $2 drink specials out there and live DJ. Got some party games outside the bullpen bar. It's one of the best parties that you'll find.
How's your freestyle? Not rapping, I'm swimming. Backstroke.
Freestyle is better than backstroke,
yeah,
I'd say.
Yeah. You could get around the Lazy River. I know it's a decent amount, about 400 feet, but you could swim that a few times without stopping,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. Test that out after the game.
I know you can.
Easy.
Yeah. 2-0. Check swing on a pitch down low. They appeal. He went around, and it's 2-1. Get the Archimedes screw going, right? That's the displacement of the water, the screw that he got to get out of the water out of something.
I thought his body was the thing.
Oh, maybe.
He got into
the
pitch.
There's a pop-up in his shallow center field. Acuna going back. Carter racing in. And Acuna is there to make the catch. The Riders' shortstop puts it away. And Garcia strands two runners in the second. Rough Riders and Cardinals, no score to the bottom of the second inning here on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the second inning, Rough Riders and Cardinals. Neither team has found the scoreboard. It's Kellen Strom, Liam Hicks, and Scott Capers, 5, 6, and 7 due up for Frisco against Logan Gregg, the right-hander on the hill. Each team with a hit so far. L.J. Jones single for the Cards, and the Riders with a double from Thomas Ajayi in the first. Initial pitch. Pierces the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Strom, 2-for-8 in the series. He's gone exactly 1-for-4 in each of the first two contests. 0-1. Just outside, it's 1-1. Strom riding an 11-game hitting streak into this game, tying Acuna for the longest streak on the team this year. 1-1. Check swing. Strike called at the bottom of the zone, and it's 1-2. Over the streak, Strom hitting .356. Calls time and steps out here on this 1-2 offering. .420 on base percentage during the streak as well. One of a few guys really getting hot during this stretch for the Rough Riders. Back in from the right side, Gregg. Shoulders square to the third base dugout. Winds in the 1-2. Swinging a soft roller foul up the third baseline off of Strom's foot. He goes crumpling down to the ground. And hopefully he's okay. He gets up and tries to walk it off. Liam Hicks comes over from the on-deck circle to check on him. Strom just wincing in pain, but trying to make sure that he's able to stay in for the at-bat. Got him right off the top of the left foot. Look at the replay. Ouch. Still 1-2. Gregg deals home. Swinging a fly ball into shallow center field. And Tico backing up just a couple steps now comes in, makes the catch. One away in the second inning for Liam Hicks. 0-0 our score between the Riders and the Cardinals. Logan Gregg, former eighth round selection by the Cardinals in 2019. He's back into his windup in the initial pitch. Fouled away left side, it's 0-1. Gregg, originally from Prairie Grove, Arkansas, where he grew up on a farm with his family. He winds back in the 0-1. Hicks puts it in the air, foul left side, it's 0-2. And when he was signed by the Cardinals, he used a big portion of that signing bonus not to buy a car or an expensive watch, but to purchase 40 acres of his family's farm, the 0-2. Down low and inside, it's 1-2. He purchased 40 acres and 21 beef cows, and he keeps really busy in the offseason tending to the farm and tending to the cows as well. So that's what he wants to do when he's done with baseball, is continue to work on the farm. He winds back in the 1-2. Swinging a line drive right to the first baseman Jones. He spears it out of the air, and there are two away in the second. Scott Capers makes his way to the plate. Nothing our score in the second. His uncle has over 150 cows on that property. It's a big family affair in the Gregg family. First pitch to Capers. He swings and misses out in front on the first pitch. It's 0-1. Capers 1-for-7 in the series. He has a double and a run batted in. 0-1 toss. Breaking ball down low and inside. It's 1-1. Gregg has been really dependable so far for this Cardinals team in terms of eating up innings. Even though he's struggled at times, he's gone 5 innings or more in 5 straight starts. The 1-1. Misses high, and it's 2-1, and he's been a little Jekyll and Hyde so far this season. His last 3 starts, he went 6 2/3, allowing 1 run. The 2-1. Capers watches one quiver to the outside corner of strike. It's 2-2. And then 6 2/3, allowing 2 runs, 2 very good starts, but he allowed 5 in his previous start. Capers calls time and then steps out to adjust the batting gloves. But he's gone 6 or more innings in his last 4 starts as well. Really putting the bullpen in good shape. He has his sign. Deep breath. Winds back in the 2-2. Capers swings. Sends it high in the air and foul into the seats left side. Still 2-2. Capers hitting 270 this year, DHing for the first time in the season. In from the right side. 2-2 on the way. Swinging a little line drive on one hop to short. Irving Lopez has it chest high, fires on to first, and it retires the side in order. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders down quietly in the second. We go to the top of the third inning. Our score, the Cardinals nothing, the Rough Riders nothing. Josh Wharton on the play-by-play next when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Garcia back to work for the Frisco Rough Riders in the top half of the third inning, facing Aaron Antonini in the scoreless ballgame. First pitch grounded hard to first base, stabbed by Hatcher. He underhands back to Ryan Garcia, easily in time. One pitch, one out for Justin Turner, pardon me, who grounds out to the first baseman. And Ryan Garcia has now gone one time through the Springfield Cardinals order without allowing a run. Just one single so far. And a walk is the only base runners he has allowed. And still no score here from Riders Field in the top of the third. One out, bases empty for Mike Antico. A leadoff man for Springfield, the center fielder. First pitch is on the outside edge. Antico showed bunt for a moment and pulled back. Strike one to Mike. Went 0 for 4 yesterday with a walk and a hit by pitch, hitting 248 on the season. The 0-1 pitch from Ryan Garcia. Breaking ball swung on and missed.
And Tico seemed to know it was a breaking ball. He didn't swing early, but still missed it. And it's 0-2 on Mike Antico, who requests time. Ryan Garcia pitching well. A 1-2-3 first inning. A little trouble last inning, but he got through it, stranding a pair. And a leadoff out here in the third. Now he's ready to go after the brief timeout. The 0-2 pitch from Garcia is way high, and ball one. He's had good swing and miss stuff this season. More strikeouts than innings pitched, just kind of the barometer. Like, more strikeouts than innings. He's got 51 punch-outs in 46 innings. The 1-2. Fastball fouled away over the third base side. Garcia, the former second-round pick out of UCLA. Grew up not far from there. His parents still watch a lot of games, Liz and Edgar. There's the 1-2 to Antico, again, way high in the fastball, and it's 2-2. His brother Dylan also tunes in. His mom's a school teacher, likes to watch a lot of the games. There was one earlier where he pitched on Education Day, an 11 a.m. game. That was one of the few where his mom may not have watched. The 2-2 breaking ball is outside, 3-2. But if Liz and Edgar are watching on the stream today or listening in, glad to have you. Your son Ryan pitching well into the third inning. One out, base is empty, no score. Here's the payoff pitch from Garcia. Swung on and fouled right back to the netting. Good pitch on the outside corner. And Antico fights it off to stay alive. Garcia finishes college career in 2019. Has been in the Rangers organization ever since. The former Bruin from UCLA. Three balls, two strikes to Antico. Here is the payoff. Fastball swung on and missed. Got him to swing late at it. And strike three swinging. Third strikeout of the evening for Ryan Garcia. Went a couple fastballs in the outside edge, and that one Antico didn't get it. Two down, and the base is empty for Nick Dunn. Still no score between the Cardinals and the Rough Riders. Ryan Garcia working with his battery mate, Liam Hicks. The first pitch is swung on and fought into left center field. Hava running over. It splits the outfielders. Carter plays it on a couple bounces. Coming towards second, Nick Dunn will get in standing up. And the first extra base hit of the day for the Springfield Cardinals. A two-out left center field double for Nick Dunn. It's his third double of the series. After he had two yesterday in the same inning. And he continues a hot streak. He's 7-for-12 this series. Nick Dunn in scoring position for Jacob Buschberger, who grounded out in his first at-bat right back to Ryan Garcia. Now Ryan will try to get him out again and finish this inning, stranding a runner in scoring position for the second straight frame. No score, top of the third. Right-hand hitting Buschberger ready to go, so is Garcia. The pitch is grounded right back up the middle into center field. Dunn coming around third. He gets the wave around. The throw in from Carter is not in time. And a run comes home on a two-out RBI for Jacob Buschberger. It was two outs, nobody on. And two pitches later, Nick Dunn comes home after his double. And then the very next pitch, a single for Jacob Buschberger for an RBI at 112 miles an hour off the bat. And the Cardinals have the lead. It's 1-0 Springfield.
That's now 12 runs in the third inning alone for Springfield in this series of the first three games.
Yeah, six runs yesterday. First pitch to Chandler Redmond, hacked at and grounded off his foot towards the second baseman, Sajacy. That had to hurt a lot because that got all the way to the back of the infield after it caromed off the toe of Redmond, but he stays on his feet. Jacob Buschberger collects the RBI after Nick Dunn doubles with two outs. Dunn is now 13-for-23 in his last five games. So he scores. It's 1-0 Cardinals. The 0-1 offering to Chandler Redmond will come after a throw over to first, and Buschberger gets back. So two outs, two straight base hits to score a run off of Ryan Garcia, but he hopes to keep it just the single tally here in the third inning. The one-strike offering from Garcia is taken in the dirt, and ball one. 1-1 to Chandler Redmond, who struck out in the second inning. A Well, neither of these teams will win the first half in their divisions. Frisco is in the Southern Division, which has been clinched as of last night. San Antonio claims the first half title. They'll be playing late into September, hosting the first round. The 1-1 offering to Chandler Redmond is outside for ball two, 2-1. They go on the road to begin the playoffs, but have home field advantage. Games 2 and 3 of that best of three series to open the postseason. That's a ways away. It'll come up quickly, but still only mid to late June. The 2-1 pitch. Redmond takes a big cut and pops it foul left side. It'll get into the seats. At least it looks that way, and yes, it will. Several rolls back. And a 2-2 count to Chandler Redmond. Season has gone fast. It's crazy to think we're a few days away from the halfway point. Feels like Frisco and Amarillo were getting geared up for opening day just a couple days ago. And here we are, about 50% the way through the season. Barely time to catch your breath. Two balls, two strikes, two outs for Ryan Garcia. Here's the pitch. It is under the hands and ball three to Chandler Redmond, a full count. Redmond had a good series, albeit no home runs. He has led the league most of the season, 18 home runs, but he is 5 for 10 this series. Coming into today, here's the payoff from Garcia, a ground ball right side, fielded by Sejacy. He goes to first and Hatcher gets there. He came off the bag to field it, realized he couldn't get there and got back to the pillow in time, and the side is retired. One run comes in on two hits, a two-out rally for the Cardinals. They lead it 1-0 into the bottom of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher, Chris Cease, Luis Angel Acuna, the three Rough Riders scheduled for at-bats in the bottom of the third inning. Springfield 1, Frisco yet to score. In game three of the six-game series in Frisco. Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden on the call right here in the Riders Baseball Network. First pitch to Josh Hatcher is a breaking ball swung on and foul tipped at the plate from Logan Gregg. Good start so far for Logan. He's faced just one over the minimum. One hit to Thomas Sejacy, a double, but nothing else. Gregg goes into the wide and the 0-1 pitch is swung on and again fouled back. And it's 0-2. Zach mentioned earlier that Logan Gregg was pitching at Connors State to begin his collegiate career, junior college. He was pitching his freshman year at Tommy John that year. The 0-2 to Hatcher is fly to left field. Mendlinger running in towards the line. Stops near the chalk, and he has room to make the catch. And foul ground just inside the wall. And he puts away Josh Hatcher on the foul out to the left fielder. And there's one down. Chris Cease, the batter, with the bases empty and a 1-0 Frisco deficit in the third inning. Right-hand hitter against a right-hand pitcher of Logan Gregg. Had Tommy John surgery partway through his freshman season in May, and by March of the next year, he was pitching again. First offering to Cease is outside for a ball. They had him on a pitch count, but he was pitching at the junior college level and signed to Oklahoma State, where he finished out his collegiate career.
1-0 to Chris Cease is flied hard to right field, tailing foul towards the bullpen of the Cardinals, and it does land towards the Lazy River, skipping off the bullpen bar for strike one. Logan Gregg pitching with the Cowboys, both of Connor State and Oklahoma State. They're both the Cowboys. One ball, one strike to Chris Cease with one out. The pitch swung on and missed. It's 1-2. He was college teammates at Connor State with current Frisco Rough Riders pitcher Nick Starr. Overlap there, the junior college level for 2 years. Or 1 year, I should say. Logan Gregg was there 2017-18. Here's a line drive towards right field. Similar spot towards the Cardinals bullpen and lands in the pen. And still a 1-2 count to Chris Cease with one out and the bases empty. 1 year overlap of the Cowboys. Logan Gregg that season in 2017 led the team in innings. Here's the 1-2. Cease just thought about swinging, maybe should have. Low outside corner on a fastball, strike three looking. And Logan Gregg gets his first punch out of the day to the ninth hitter he faces. And now we'll encounter Luis Angel Acuna again in the top of the, or the bottom of the third. Top of the order. The base is empty, 2-0. Two outs and 1-0 a lead for the Springfield Cardinals. Acuna steps in. The first pitch from Gregg is off the outside, ball one. Gregg, 86 innings in 1 year for Connor State, a 2.5 ERA. There's the 1-0 pitch from to Acuna. It's again way outside. Ball two, and it's 2-0. 2.5 ERA is good. Granted, at the junior college level, there's no guarantee that you can turn that into Division I success or professional success, but here he is at the AA level, pitching well today. 2-0 pitch to Acuna, a big hack, and he misses it. It's 2-1. So they overlapped, Logan Gregg and Nick Starr, two pitchers in opposite sides at Connor State. It was a good team. They went 48-12 that year. They're both on the squad. Here's the 2-1. Just off the outside, hits the corner, and it's 2-2. It's good to be pitchers on that team that Gregg and a Starr were on. They had 689 runs that season in 60 games. The 2-2 pitch, a grounder towards third. A high bouncer fielded by Bushberger. Throws across in time. And the side is retired. Three up, three down for the Rough Riders in the third inning. And we're on to the fourth here from Riders Field. The Cardinals have a 1-0 lead in this ballgame. The Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Great day for baseball in North Texas. So glad that you've joined us on the Riders Baseball Network. It's a close ball game so far through three innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. The Springfield Cardinals with one run on three hits, no errors. And the Frisco Rough Riders with no runs on one hit and no errors. Ryan Garcia back to the hill, facing the heart of the Springfield order. Noah Mendlinger, the fifth batter in this Cardinals lineup, leads off. Left-hand hitter against right-hand pitcher.
Chris Cease, the third baseman, playing very far in. Rest of the infield playing back. First pitch to Mendlinger is swung on and fouled back just over the netting. And strike one to the left fielder. And now Chris Cease backs up. The third baseman, seeing that Mendlinger was not bunting. Now perhaps he will be with Cease backing up, but we'll see. Here's the 0-1 offering from Ryan Garcia. Mendlinger not bunting and not swinging either. It's low and in, and ball one. Mention that Ryan Garcia finishes college career in 2019. UCLA Bruin had a terrific year with a 1.44 earned run average. 1-1. Mendlinger watches it just low of the zone, if at all. Ball two. 1.44 ERA is very consistent because he never allowed more than two earned runs in any appearance the entire season, his final college campaign. The 2-1 pitch, and Linger takes it way outside and low, ball three, and it's 3-1. His worst appearance on the season in 2019 was, well, two earned runs. The shortest of those is just under five innings in relief. One game for UCLA. 3-1 pitch is up and in. Ball four to Mendlinger to lead off the inning with a walk. L.J. Jones, the fourth, will be the batter to continue the fourth inning. No outs, runner at first, and 1-0 Springfield to score. Garcia's second walk of the ball game just allowed his first run last inning. That's why it's 1-0 Cardinals. Jones, who's at the plate with a single to his name, got stranded scoring position in the second inning. The first pitch to Jones is outside on a breaking ball, and it's 1-0. Garcia, who had a great career, great season in 2019, but the worst appearance all year, just under five innings, two earned runs, and that's still obviously pretty good, but that was the worst against Oregon State in a game back in 2019. In a game in which he faced Adley Rutschman that day, the number one pick of the Orioles. 1-0 to Jones is outside, ball two, and it's 2-0. Garcia struck eight batters out that game, including Adley Rutschman, struck him out. Although he did allow a game-tying home run to Rutschman later that day. Here's the 2-0 to L.J. Jones. A check swing, it was in the zone, and strike one, two balls and a strike. However, Garcia was still the winning pitcher that day. His team came back to take the lead shortly thereafter. March 17th, 2019. Now at the Frisco Rough Riders, the AA level. 2-1 pitch, up and in, and it's 3-1. Good looking breaking ball that got Jones to raise his hands to avoid the pitch, and it almost came into the front door for a strike. Infield shifted over to the left, a hitter's count for Jones. The 3-1 swung on and hit up the third baseline. It rolls foul. Garcia runs all the way off the hill into foul ground to retrieve it and then just lets it go. Strike two on L.J. Jones.
That's a tough thing is, you know, you hear a lot of guys strike out some big names in college. They strike out a lot, right? But still very impressive.
Yeah.
And more impressive than Rutschman homered off Garcia. He was amazing that year.
Oh, yeah. Terrific player, best. There was the Golden Spikes Award winner that year. Here's the 3-2. Runner going. It's in the dirt and ball four. Noah Mendlinger turns around second and stops there. He's up there with the walk. L.J. Jones to first. Back-to-back free passes to begin the fourth inning. And now Irving Lopez, the batter, riding a six-game hitting streak. And there's nobody else. John Goble will take a stroll out to the hill. There's nobody throwing in the Frisco bullpen yet. Ryan Garcia having allowed a run last inning in the third and now back-to-back walks to begin the fourth. Well, Ryan Garcia pitching in the Pac-12. He faced a team like Oregon State. However, UCLA not long for the Pac-12. They're headed for the Big Ten. Garcia commented on that earlier this season. Someone asked him, what do you think about your old school moving conferences over to the Big Ten? He said, good luck with that homework for all the student-athletes trying to take care of their classes traveling over to Penn State and Maryland and all those schools in the Big Ten. It's obviously a controversial move, but Garcia didn't have to bother with all that travel. Could just face a lot of teams there in California, four of them, in fact. After the mound visit, he will face Irving Lopez with still nobody out. Two aboard for the Cardinals, who have a 1-0 lead in the fourth inning. Garcia comes set to the left hand hitting Lopez. The first pitch is outside. Lopez showing bunt. The infield is playing relatively in, and now the corner infielders pull even more close to home. Josh Hatcher, the first baseman, playing a little bit off the line, even with the bag, as is Chris Sees. The 1-0. It is bunted up the third base side, lands on the chalk line, and rolls foul to the left of third. Chris Sees scoops it up. And a strike one in Irving Lopez. So two aboard for the Cardinals, who have tried to take advantage of runners in scoring position this series. They went 7-for-13 with runners in scoring position on Tuesday, en route to a 10-7 victory 2 days ago. One ball, one strike to Lopez. Here comes Garcia. Fastball hacked foul behind home. He's not bunting anymore, even with one strike, and certainly not with two, which he has now. 1-2 the count, nobody out. Two on for Springfield. Now, yesterday was a different story. Springfield did win the ball game, but it wasn't for hitting well with runners in scoring position. They stranded 15 in the ball game on the base paths. But they did win 6-2. Runners in first and second for Springfield. Garcia steps off and wipes away some dirt on the rubber and then steps back on. Lopez steps back in the box, waves around the bat, and puts it over his left shoulder. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and lifted to left field. It's down for a base hit. Hover cuts it off. It'll score a run. Mendling around in without a throw. He scores. And it's an RBI single for Irving Lopez to extend his hit streak to 7 games, and the Cardinals now have a 2-0 advantage. It wasn't blasted to left field. A little blooper in a shallow left center on a fastball top of the zone, and Lopez was able to climb the ladder just enough to score Mendlinger from second. LJ Jones gets up to second base. And it's the same situation. First and second, nobody out. This time Aaron Antonini, the batter. First pitch to him is swung on and also lifted to left field, but this one will slice into the seats for a foul ball. Good catch in the stands. 0-1 the count to Aaron Antonini. From Ryan Garcia, who has allowed the first three batters to reach in this inning.
Who needs to bring your glove when you just have your hat? And yeah. Caught that in his hat.
We have debated earlier this year, should you bring a baseball glove to the field? Is that acceptable? Here's the 0-1. It's off the outside. It's debatable whether or not adult fans should bring a glove, but bringing a hat is acceptable.
Yeah, absolutely. The debate wasn't whether or not you should. It was, will you be made fun of?
Yes.
If
for
you
adults.
Bring a glove. If you're an adult.
If you're a kid, bring
a
glove.
And you don't have a kid.
Yeah. I think adults should bring gloves, too. It's fine. 1-1 pitch. Grounded up the first base side and foul. It's 1-2.
And to be fair, it was said on a date.
That's true. I think each category has a different possible answer. I say whatever. Well, I don't know. My answer doesn't matter.
I think on a date you should be out there on the concourse ready for every pitch, doing the jump along the pitch, you know. Really impress your date with your athleticism.
If you're both doing it together, that's a match made in baseball heaven. I mean, you know that's
serious. That's what we're talking about right there.
One ball, two strikes for Ryan Garcia with two aboard. The pitch is swung on and fouled directly behind home. Still a 1-2 count to the catcher, Antonini. His first playing time in the series. Pedro Páez was the catcher the last couple days. He gets the day off. Antonini in his spot, and he is batting in the 8 hole tonight. Looking for a no-out RBI, and now time is called. Springfield scored a run in the third and a run in the fourth. They're up 2-0. Over Frisco, which hopes to snag a win in this series. Springfield claiming victory the first couple games this week. Here is the 1-2 pitch from Garcia. Swung on and hit right on the plate and dribbles behind home off of Liam Hicks. And it stays the count at 1-2.
Garcia could really use a ground ball here. He's rolled only 4 double plays behind him in his first 12 starts this season. He's been more of a fly ball pitcher than a ground ball pitcher this year, but could really use a twin killing to try and quell this offensive potential explosion for the Cardinals.
Double play combo is Acuna and Sejasi. Acuna is close to the bag, Sejasi not so much. Here's the 1-2. It's low and ball 2-2. If Acuna gets a ground ball to his right, taking him away from the bag. It'd be a long run for Sejasi to get over there. Of course, Acuna, any ball near the bag, loves to just take it himself for a 6-3 twin killing. Two balls and two strikes from Ryan Garcia. And a pitch is high and a fastball. And it's three balls and two strikes. It's Alex Spies out of the bullpen who is warming up for the Rough Riders in the fourth inning. 3-2 the count. Two runners aboard. Still nobody out. Can Garcia retire a batter here? The pitch is swung on. A high fly ball to left field. Trevor Hover on his horse. Nearing the warning track. He stops. Makes the grab. And all the runners will hold. Good track down by Trevor Hover to get there in time. L.J. Jones was off the bag, sprinted back to the pillow to tag up, but did not have his momentum in time to advance to third. He stays put, and it's an unproductive out for Aaron Antonini. Good battle for Ryan Garcia to get the out on the eighth pitch of the plate appearance. And there's finally one out in this inning. Finally, the fourth batter, Justin Turner, is next. With one out and two on. Springfield up 2-0. The initial pitch is high and a bit outside. And ball one to Turner. On the series, Turner is 1-for-6, but he does have three free passes in total this series. 1-0 to Justin. Is low and away. Two balls and no strikes to Turner, who has alternated in the leadoff role and the ninth role in the lineup. He's doing the latter today, trying to turn the card over for the leadoff man, Mike Antico. The 2-0 pitch from Garcia is high again. Three balls and no strikes. Trying to attack that outside part of the zone, but he's missed just above the high outside corner or low. The pitch count rising for Ryan Garcia. Nearing 80 on the game, and this is the 27th of the inning. The 3-0 hits the outside edge, and it's 3-1. Turner at the plate with already a run in this inning and a 2-0 Cardinals lead in the fourth. The hitters count for Turner. The 3-1, a check swing. He held back, but it was in the zone. On the outside edge as Garcia continues to avoid the inside half of the plate. Missed outside a couple times and then hits the outside corner. Three balls, two strikes, one out, two on. Garcia readies for the payoff. Here she comes. It's fought off foul into the seats behind home. On a pitch that was a borderline strike, maybe a bit inside. Turner swung at it. And the count is still 3-2. Springfield, which scored all six of its runs yesterday in the third inning, again struck first in the third inning today. With just one run, but one more here in the fourth. Here's the payoff. Runners go. Fastball low for ball four, and the bases are loaded. Liam Hicks throws down to second, but the runners are granted free passage to each station. And so the bases are juiced with one out for the top of the order, Mike Antico, the batter. And that's going to be all for Ryan Garcia. He goes 3 1/3 innings. Allows two runs and is responsible for all three Cardinals on the base paths. Alex Spies will have the duty of trying to get out of this jam. One out, bases loaded. 2-0 Springfield. Can Spies keep the deficit at just two? We'll find out when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field.
Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit writersbaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Alex Spees comes into this ballgame for his 22nd appearance of the season for the Frisco Rough Riders. He's got a tough spot, a bases loaded situation with just one out in the fourth inning. The good news is he has pitched well so far, just two earned runs this season in 25 innings. That's good for a 0.72 earned run average for Spees. Now, the first two guys he will face in this order, he's got one out, so he'll likely have to face at least two batters, barring a double play. First two guys in the order that he's facing are left-handed batters. Now, against right-handed batters, he allows an average of just 125. A bit surprising, but that he's coming in to face lefties, but then again, he's only allowing a 174 average against lefties, so it's worse, but still very good. Mike Antico steps in. Bases loaded, one out. Frisco trails 2-0. The first pitch from Spees is inside. Almost caught him on the torso. And it's ball one to Mike Antico.
And talking to a lot of members of the Rangers minor league front office and what they're trying to see from Alex Spees, it's these kind of situations. Coming in tough situations and facing left-handers.
A 1-0 pitch. Swung on and grounded foul at the first base side. And it's 1-1 from Alex Spees.
Because remember, with the three-batter rule, you're going to have to face some lefties. You can't just come in and face one or two guys. And so Alex Spees is going to have to face left-handed hitters if he goes up to the big leagues, and they want to see him be more productive in these big situations against lefties.
The 1-1 offering to Antico is swung on and hit out the left field side. A fly ball tailing towards the seats, and it does get into the back row right in front of the Frisco bullpen. And strike two on Mike Antico. Spees primarily fastball slider. Situational pitching is big. Minor leagues all about development. Throw you into a bases loaded one out situation. What are you going to do? Spees ahead in the count, 1-2.
And this is where he's been fantastic, straining runners.
The 1-2 pitch to Antico. Swung on. Ground ball up the middle. So JC, the second baseman, backhands, throws to second for an out. Nothing more than that. It does score a run, but a nice backhanded stab by Sejasi to prevent that ball getting into the outfield. It brings home Jones from third, and the Cardinals now lead it 3-0. It's an RBI fielder's choice. 4-6 on the putout for Mike Antico, with Justin Turner forced down at second base. It advances Irving Lopez to third. Jones scores, and now runners in the corners with two down. Nick Dunn, the batter, another left-hand hitter. And the first pitch from Spees. Runner goes from first, a fastball for a strike, a throw to third, and everybody's back safe, including a stolen base for Mike Antico. A relatively easy one for his 24th of the season. And now runners at second and third. But there is one strike from Alex Spees to Nick Dunn. Here's the offering. Fastball hit hard and foul up the right side. About 5 feet wide of the first base bag, and caroms off the wall down the right field side. But it is 0-2 from Alex Spees.
Just to button up that point on runners and inherited runners, I should say, that's 17 inherited runners for Spees this year. It's only the third he's allowed to score. That's how good he's been.
The 0-2, a check swing. He went around, strike three. Alex Spees rings him up at 1-0-2. Outside edge, and he got Nick Dunn to wave at it. Strike three. And Alex Spees allows just a fielder's choice RBI, then a strikeout, and the side is retired. The fourth inning halfway done. It's Springfield 3, and the Frisco Rough Riders yet to score on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. 21, can
you do something for me? We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Evan Carter steps in. Bottom of the fourth inning begins with Logan Gregg's breaking ball outside for a ball one. It's 3-0 Springfield in the home half of the fourth here at Riders Field. Now 1-0 to Evan Carter is bunted. Third base side, good bunt. Stays inside the chalk and now goes outside the chalk. Rolls over the line about a third of the way up the line. And Evan Carter nearly had himself a beauty of a bunt single towards the third baseline, on the third baseline, and then wide of it. And strike one on Evan Carter. Well, Evan hit the ball well yesterday and could do it all. Hit a home run, hit a triple. He can bunt effectively and almost got himself a single there. Good to see him start out this month well. And I say start out this month because this is just his third game at the AA level in June. Here's the 1-1 offering from Logan Gregg to Carter. He swings and fouls it over the third base side again, this time on a pop fly, and it's 1-2. He hit .343 in April, a torrid start to begin the season. Cooled down a bit in May, .236 average. That's not terrible, but not what it was. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, he hits hard first base side into the stands. And still a 1-2 count to Carter. And he played on June 1st, had a base hit to start out this month on the development list in the IL. Now is back with the Rough Riders and almost hit for the cycle yesterday without a double. The 1-2 pitch to Carter. A changeup, he swings and misses. Good looking off speed from Logan Gregg. He throws that changeup more than any other pitch to left-handed batters. And he gets Evan Carter out, pulling the string. One down in the fourth inning. Second strikeout of the day for Logan Gregg, and Thomas Sejasi is next. Having increased his hit streak already tonight, he doubled in the first inning. And it feels like a long time until his second at-bat. Here's the first pitch. It hits the bottom of the zone, a 93-mile-an-hour heater for strike one. While the Rough Riders have needed 89 pitches so far tonight, Logan Gregg came into this inning with just 44 to his name. Here's the 0-1. Sejasi watches it low, and a ball one. Granted, the Rough Riders have been in the field for one more half inning than the Cardinals have. Bottom of the fourth as we stand. The 1-1 pitch to Sejasi is again low, and it's 2-1 to Thomas. Leading the team with 49 runs batted in. Had an extra base hit earlier, but the bases were empty. That changeup is what he was able to fight off for a double to left center. The 2-1 pitch just misses low and away. Fastball, and it's ball three. Gregg throws the changeup more to lefties, but he'll throw it to either side. A 3-1 to Thomas Sejasi. Is off speed and looked like it was over the plate, maybe a touch high, and ball four. Sejasi takes a slider upstairs and works a walk, a one-out variety, and now Trevor Hover, the batter.
Unfortunately for the Rough Riders, it's the same problem they had early yesterday where just one guy is doing anything offensively. So JC is singled and walked. He's the only man to reach at all for the Rough Riders so far. So trying to get multiple base runners aboard in the same inning.
One out and one on for the Rough Riders. First pitch to Hovers upstairs. 3-0 Springfield in the fourth. Yesterday, Evan Carter accounted for half of the Rough Riders' hits
And they only had runners, more than one runner on in a single inning once. That was in the ninth inning. Yeah. Last inning. Last time.
It's a JC triple. Here's the 1-0. Hover watches it outside, and it's ball two, 2-0. Six hits yesterday. Carter at three of them. He had a triple in the first inning but did not score. That's a rough part. If you ever have an inning where a player triples and don't score a run in that frame, it's disappointing. The 2-0 to Hover. Off speed, got him to swing and miss on a changeup. Inner half, and it's 2-1. Logan Bragg pitching effectively has not allowed a hit since Sajacy's double in the first inning. A 2-1 pitch to Trevor Hover. It swung on and lined up the middle over the shortstop, Lopez, base hit. Sajacy up 90 feet. He stops at second. A one-out single for Trevor Hover, and the Rough Riders stringing together a couple of base runners. Hover looping it into center field for his second hit of the series. He's 2-for-6. Put the ball in play a lot this series. Three flyouts on Tuesday. Didn't play yesterday. Then pop out in a single today. Now Kellen Strom, the batter, with one out. Tying run at the plate for the Rough Riders, who trail 3-0. Logan Gragg comes set. Takes a look back at second. He kicks and comes home. And finds the strike zone on a slider for strike one. Kellen Strom looking for a hitting streak of a dozen games if he can find some grass here today. He's 0-for-1 with a flyout. A one-strike pitch from Logan Gragg is outside. Kellen Strom started to swing but did not go around. And it's 1-1. The infield with Bushberger playing a bit off the line at third. Lopez, the shortstop, playing in normal positioning. Dunn, the second baseman, playing near the bag. 1-1 to Strom is inside. Again, he started to swing. This time went further, but still held back. Two straight check swings, both for balls, and it's 2-1. The Rough Riders have had some very patient hitters this season. Evan Carter and Dustin Harris have both led the league at times in walks. Now Kellen Strom has the team lead at base on balls. The 2-1, he swings and pops it up behind home. It'll get into the seats. And a 2-2 count now to Kellen Strom with 36 walks. And Dustin Harris is up to AAA, so he's not an active player on the roster anymore. And Carter missed most of this month. But Strom has been patient. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Can the Rough Riders get some runs here and come back from a 3-0 deficit in the fourth inning? Trying to get some momentum in this series in game three. The 2-2 pitch from Logan Gragg. Swung on and missed. Got the changeup under the barrel. Nasty pitch from Logan Gragg. Strike three. Liam Hicks is the batter with two down. In the fourth inning for Logan Gragg, who's cruising pretty well. He's up to 63 pitches on the evening. Ryan Garcia already out of the game, the starter for Frisco. Bragg looks back at second, the first pitch, and it punctures the outside edge for strike one on a slider. Liam Hicks hitting 242 this season with a pair of long balls. Both here at Riders Field. Here's the 0-1 pitch for the right-hander Gragg to the lefty Hicks. He swings at a changeup, grounds it towards second, fielded by Dunn working to his left. He's up with it and throws to first to Jones, and that is the inning. Two base runners for the Rough Riders on a single and a walk, but they're both stranded. And Frisco has not yet scored through four innings, trailing 3-0 to the Springfield Cardinals. Back in the call when we return, Zach Bigley has the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We're into the top of the fifth inning, Rough Riders and Cardinals in Game 3 of the series. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. It's 3-0 Springfield out in front. 3-4-5 for the Cardinals. Jacob Buschberger, Chandler Redmond, and Noah Mendlinger against Alex Spies, the right-hander, who's ready from the stretch, and he fires home. First pitch slider shuttles high, and it's 1-0. 2 runs in the fourth inning for the Cardinals. RBI single from Irving Lopez. Spies readies in the 1-0 offering. Foul back on another slider. It's 1-1. An RBI fielder's choice for Mike Antico. That was when Alex Spies entered. He entered with the bases loaded, allowed the RBI fielder's choice, and then it got a strikeout. Capping it on a 102-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-1 pitch. Dots the bottom of the zone for a strike with a slider. 1-2. His slider will be 88 to 91, 92 miles an hour. Stretching the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with the sweeping slider. It's his second straight strikeout. One away. He has 3 essential sliders. You have the sweeping slider, you have a regular downward slider, and then he has a cutter that he'll throw 94 to 97 miles an hour. And the fastball will be 98 to 102. He'll leave a lot of guys with their heads shaking. The pitch. Swing and a miss and a big rip by Redmond. Power on power there. 97 top shelf, and it's 0-1. Redmond, the league leader, with 18 long balls this year. Spies ready from the stretch, and the 0-1. Breaking ball outside edge, a strike, and it's 0-2. Redmond did something last year that had only ever been done one other time in professional baseball history. Stretch in the 0-2. Swinging a hard ground ball through the right side, a base hit. 101-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle, and Redmond was all over it on an 0-2 pitch, singling into right. Noah Mendlinger bats now. In a game in Amarillo. This is back on August 10th of last year. He hit for the home run cycle. Solo homer, 2-run homer, 3-run homer, and a grand slam. Now, granted, it was in Amarillo, but still extremely impressive. Stretch in the first pitch is in there to Mendlinger on the inside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. And only the second time in professional baseball history that that had been done. His bat that he used in that game is actually in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home. It's 0-2 in Cooperstown. The reason we say that, granted, it wasn't Amarillo, a very hitter-friendly ballpark, but that is extremely impressive. He's in his third season with the Springfield Cardinals. He had 21 home runs last year. 18 more this year and about a third of the games. The pitch is low off the outside corner and skips away from Hicks. Back behind home, Redmond moves up on the wild pitch. 1-2. 101-mile-an-hour fastball buried in the dirt. For the most part, you see a lot more sliders than fastballs for Spies. We'll throw the cutter as well to left-handed batters, and this is a very left-handed laden lineup for the Cardinals, so a good test for Alex. That's a tough block for Hicks, though, when it's 101 in the dirt, trying to get in front of it for a catcher. 1-2. Eyeing outside, 2-2. 3-0, Springfield leads it, top of the fifth inning. Spies working from the first base side of the rubber, looks in for his sign. He's got it. He stretches and brings in the 2-2. Little half swing on a late swing, and he bounces it foul left side. It's 2-2. It's a slider that came up at the top of the zone, and Menlinger just barely got that bat around and barely got the wood onto the baseball. He's 0-for-1 today with a walk and a run scored back in the fourth. And he calls time and steps out. Three runs on five hits for the Cardinals. No runs on two hits for the Rough Riders. Two-two. Swinging a little roller off the end of the bat. Back to the hill. Spies has got it on a backhand. Flips underhand to first. It's in time. Redmond down to third. 2 outs in the fifth inning. L.J. Jones, the fourth hit for the Cardinals. Redmond at third base. Jones singled and walked so far today. 2-for-5 in the series. Infield plays just a touch to pull for the right-handed batter. The pitch home. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. You have Chandler Redmond at third base and L.J. Jones at the plate. I would love to see these two get in an arm wrestle. They are two massive human beings. Stretch in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider way off the outside corner. Got him to wave at, and it's 0-2. Who's your money on, John?
I was just going to ask you that. I'm going Jones.
Okay.
I don't really have any. I mean, there's no wrong answer, right? They're both good picks.
We don't really know the mentality, you know, that either has.
That's the big thing.
Has.
What's your why, you know?
0-2. Slider inside corner. Strike three called. Alex Spies allows a base hit but strikes out two in a very nice fifth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Bottom fifth coming up. Rough Riders trailing to the Cardinals 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the bottom half of the fifth inning, it's 3-0 Springfield out in front of the Rough Riders. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Bottom third of the order for Frisco, and the first offering to Capers is flicked foul back to the screen. It's 0-1. Capers to be followed by Josh Hatcher and Chris Cease. Logan Gregg still out there. Working on 65 pitches through four innings. He rocks in his 66th in the second of this inning. It's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Capers, who grounded out to short in the second in his first trip to the plate. Gregg back into his windup in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a slider for strike three. Three pitches he dispatches of Scott Capers. One out in the fifth. And Josh Hatcher hits. Hatcher flew out to left field in the third inning. A product of Mississippi State for 4 years, and then as a graduate transfer went to Kennesaw State. That's where he still lives now. Said he went home there for Father's Day. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. And then he had to travel back here to Frisco, or out here this direction, after getting promoted up to the AA level from Hickory. So he went home to Kennesaw and then had to fly through Charlotte back here to the DFW area. The 0-1. This is high, and it's 1-1, 1-1 on the Rough Riders' first baseman. 3-0 our score. Cardinals lead it bottom half of the fifth inning. Greg winds the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Down low and inside. It's 1-2 on Hatcher. He hit safely in 8 of his last 10 games in Hickory before coming up here to Frisco, getting the promotion. The 1-2. Swing and a drive into right field. That drops in into the grass. A single for Josh Hatcher. Pulls in at first base. And it's the Rough Riders' third hit tonight. One out base runner for Frisco. 9-hole hitting Chris Cease to the dish. He struck out looking back in the third. Riders trailing 3-0 in search of their first runs tonight. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Initial pitch. Check swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 0-1. Justin Slayton is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen, so that'll probably be it for Alex Spees. The inning in 2/3 out of the bullpen. Greg readies. And the 0-1. Off the outside corner. 1-1 to Chris Cease. Looking for his first hit of the series. Rough Riders had some good offense in the opener. 7 runs on 10 hits, but just 2 runs on 6 hits yesterday. No runs on 3 hits so far today. Throw goes over to first, and Hatcher's back in. It was a great performance by Connor Lunn in his start for the Cardinals yesterday. 6 2/3 innings, allowing just 1 run. Logan Gregg following that up. The pitch dips low of the zone, and it's 2-1 on Chris Cease. They play Cease to the opposite field in the outfield, straight up, and a double play depth in the infield. 2-1. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate, 2-2, and that's very apt considering Chris Cease has been a huge opposite field hitter so far this year. In fact, in this game, you have the two players in the Texas League that have hit the ball to the opposite field to the highest percentage this entire season. Nick Dunn for Springfield at 46%, and Chris Cease at 45% of the time going to the opposite way. Here's the stretch in the 2-2. Cease grounds it up the middle to the shortstop, Lopez, who's got it. Flips on to second for one, throws to first in time for the double play. A 6-4-3 twin killing to retire the side in the fifth for Springfield. No runs for the Rough Riders on a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Top six is next. Riders down 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the sixth inning, Justin Slayton takes over for the Rough Riders. It's 3-0 Springfield out in front. Justin Slayton, the third pitcher used by Frisco tonight. Ryan Garcia got the start, went 3 1/3. Alex Spees an inning and 2/3. And now it's the Hallsville, Texas native who takes over. He'll face Irving Lopez, Aaron Antonini, and Justin Turner in the bottom third of the order. Lopez has walked and ripped an RBI single in the game today. Stretch in the first pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Acuna dives to his left. He's got it. Fires to first. Not in time. Nearly a spectacular play from Luis Angel Acuna. Diving to his left on the first base side of the second base bag. Got up to his feet and fired onto first, but just could not get Irving Lopez, who runs well. Safe at first base. So an infield single for Irving Lopez. And man, Acuna continues to have spectacular effort at shortstop. Very athletic play, even though he couldn't get the out. A runner at first base on Lopez's second hit. And Aaron Antonini steps in, left-handed batter. Initial pitch from the right-hander. Swinging a ground ball back up the middle. Off of Slayton, right to Acuna. He's got it. Steps on the bag. Rifles it to first for the double play. And he couldn't make the spectacular play up the middle. He makes the routine one for the double play. The Rough Riders get the twin killing behind Justin Slayton. Let's see, did it actually hit Slayton or is it just going to be a 6-3? I think it did. And a 1-6-3 double play. And Justin Turner in the ninth spot, 3-0 Cardinals lead it. Two outs in the pinch. He shows bunt, watches one right down the heart of the plate on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Slayton has been very good out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders this year. The 0-1. Lashed foul out of play left side. It's 0-2, but the big thing for him has been availability. Missed a big chunk of time with an injury earlier this year. Missed 27 games. Exactly a calendar month. Out from May 2nd to June 2nd. 0-2. Little roller up along third. Sees charges, picks, and can't get it out of his glove. An infield single for Justin Turner. Cease looked like he had a play on it. But he struggled with the transfer, getting it out of his glove. And it's the second infield single of the inning. Sends it back up to the top of the order for Mike Antico. 3-0 Cardinals, top of the sixth. Antico knocked in a run in the fourth inning with an RBI fielder's choice. Runner at first, Slayton goes from the stretch. He's got his sign, and he offers home. Fastball rip and a miss off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Antico stole a base back in the fourth, his 24th of the year. He had 67 steals last year. A monster number from the former Texas Longhorn. The 0-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball again, and it's 0-2. Went to UT as a graduate. Spent 4 years at St. John's University. Native of Colts Neck, New Jersey. Throw goes over to first base. A soft throw, too soft. He bounced it in there to Hatcher, who was able to keep it in front. Avoiding near disaster. Still 0-2 on Antico. Coming out of Colts Neck High School, he was the number one outfield recruit in the state of New Jersey, but decided to go to St. John's near home. The 0-2, swinging a ground ball, softly hit to second. So J.C. swallows it up, flicks it on to first, and it's in time to retire the side in the sixth inning. No runs on two hits, no errors, and a runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Springfield 3 and Frisco nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the sixth inning, Luis Angel Acuna starts it off for the Rough Riders, and he takes just high. It's one ball and no strikes. 3-0 Frisco, trailing the Cardinals in the top of the sixth inning. Next offering is chopped foul, and it's 1-1. It's Acuna, Carter, and Sajacy for the Rough Riders trying to figure out Logan Bragg. He has been tough on Frisco tonight. He wheels back in the 1-1. A hair outside. It's two balls and one strike. Acuna 0-2 tonight. In fact, he's 0 for his last six over the last two. The 2-1. Hits to the top of the zone for a strike, and it's two balls and two strikes in the Riders' shortstop. This is after reaching in the last 13 consecutively before these last two. 2-2. He swings, grounds it hard up the middle. So much for that. That's into center field for a base hit. And Acuna starts it off for Frisco with the Rough Riders' fourth hit of the evening. Solid single back up the box. That brings Evan Carter to the plate, who's 0 for 2 today. Riders center fielder finished a double shy of the cycle yesterday. It would have been the first cycle in Rough Riders franchise history. Bragg working from the stretch. He's ready. And the first pitch. On the outside corner, a strike, upper edge. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. Carter tripled, homered, and singled in that order, and then came up in the ninth inning with a chance for a double. Stretch in the 0-1. High and outside, it's one ball and one strike. He chopped it up the first baseline, but the first baseman was playing right there. Chandler Redmond, he made the play and took it, looked like, to the bag, but he bobbled it. That allowed Carter to reach on the air. The pitch sizzles outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Talking to Carter after the game, he said, man, if the first baseman was playing two steps over, that's getting down the line, and that's a double, and it's the cycle. And he knew coming into the at-bat, he just couldn't quite complete it. 2-1. High, and it's three balls and one strike. And, of course, it's an excellent consolation prize, the fact that he goes 3-for-4 with a homer and his return from the injured list. His fifth home run of the season for the Rough Riders and his first one here at Riders Field in his career. Throw over to first, and Acuna's back in. Gotta keep an eye on him if you're Greg. He has 29 steals, first in the Texas League. Rough Riders trailing 3-0 Bottom half of the sixth. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Changeup out in front. That's the same pitch that Greg struck out Carter on in the fourth. The changeup low. 3-2 on the Riders center fielder. Back in from the left side. Greg stretches. Glove at the belt. Payoff pitch. Acuna runs. It's outside for ball four. First two reach for Frisco in the sixth inning on a walk and a base hit. And now it's Thomas Sagesi's turn. Well, something Carter was really good at the beginning of the season was drawing walks. When he exited with the injury, he was at the top of the Texas League leaderboards in walks, and he had a .404 on base percentage, which was fifth in the league. That has just gone up after yesterday to .411, still fifth best in the Texas League. Speaking of on base, here's Thomas Sagesi. Quick mound visit for Springfield. Pitching coach Eric Peterson will go check. So JC has reached twice today with a walk and a double. Rough Riders have only had four hits on the offensive side, and for the most part, Greg has been pretty good with his control. Just the second walk that he's issued on that free pass to Carter. Mound visit over, and so JC stands in. Represents the tying run of the plate, and he has certainly had a flair for the dramatic so far through the first half of this season. A game-tying grand slam last time the Rough Riders were home in the bottom of the ninth inning. It's not quite the bottom of the ninth. Sometimes duty calls. Runners at first and second, nobody out of the sixth. The pitch. High and outside, it's one ball and no strikes. So JC's double was to left field, all the way to the wall, short hopping the fence, hitting off the warning track. The 1-0. He swings, rams it to left field. That drops in a base hit. Acuna up to third, and he gets the wave. A bobble from Mendlinger in left, and Acuna scores. It's the Rough Riders' first run of the evening. It's now 3-1 Springfield. Evan Carter up to second, so JC at first base with a base hit. We'll see if they give him the RBI or not, because Mendlinger came up on the ball and bobbled it. And it was kind of 50-50 whether or not Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders' third base coach and manager, was going to send Acuna around third, but the bobble solidified that. Runners at first and second, 3-1 Riders trail. Here's Trevor Hover in the first pitch. Ground ball foul off the facing of the first base dugout, home of the Cardinals, and it's 0-1. Now the Rough Riders igniting some offense in the bottom of the sixth inning. So JC has reached all three times today. Remember, he had a four-hit game in the opener of this series. So he's now a combined 7-for-10. The throw goes back to second, and Carter's back in. 7-for-10 in this series. He's had a monster set against Springfield. Hover singled to center back in the fourth. He's 2-for-5 in the set. Oh, one pitch his way. Hover chops it right side. The first baseman Jones has got it. Throws on to second for one. Return throw back to first is in time for a double play. A 3-6-1 double play. Two outs in the inning, Carter down to third. And what had the makings of a great inning for the Rough Riders has suddenly been quenched with the double play, but runner still at third base and two outs for Kellen Strong. Riders down by 2-3-1. Strong needing a base hit to extend his hitting streak to 12 games. Greg kicks and offers. Breaking ball shuttles to the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Strom tonight has flown out to center and struck out swinging. Carter leads from third, the stretch, and the 0-1 pitch. A line drive, and it's foul right side. 0-2. Leaking out near the bullpen bar. Still very full Lazy River beyond right field for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea on this Thursday night in Frisco. Sun has nearly set, lights in full effect. The 0-2 is outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Say it's a dark navy blue in the sky right now, not quite black like it will be just about 10 or 15 minutes. Strom back in from the right side of the 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball hit to center field right in Antico, who's there in his tracks, and the center fielder makes the chest high catch to retire the side. But the Rough Riders do get on the board. A run scoring on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the seventh. It's 3-1 Cardinals out in front. Josh Warden back on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, Justin Slayton back to the mound for the Frisco Rough Riders, who cut into the deficit, but are still trailing 3-1 as we enter the seventh inning. Nick Dunn is the batter. Righty-lefty matchup to begin the seventh. And Slayton's first pitch is on the inside corner for strike one. Through six innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the Springfield Cardinals with three runs on seven hits, no errors, and the Rough Riders one run on five hits, no errors. The 0-1 offering a breaking ball, outside edge. And strike two, Justin Slayton finds both corners inside and outside, gets ahead, nothing and two, on Nick Dunn. The 0-2 pitch from Justin Slayton is down low, ball one on a fastball to Dunn, who's one for three today with a double. Really well hitting the last four games. Four doubles, 13 hits, a home run, six RBIs, and he scored six times. A ball got in the center field grass, and Evan Carter goes back to retrieve it and throw it back onto the HEB family lawn, where the dogs will be this Sunday for Bark in the Park. One ball, two strikes to Nick Dunn. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball hit back up the middle. It's past Slayton, fielded by Acuna. The shortstop wings it to first and puts away Dunn. Slayton almost caught it on a line drive. Went down to a knee on the slab and avoided it barely, but it goes down as a 6-3 putout. Second time in his two innings that he has deflected or nearly deflected the ball. Started a 1-6-3 double play, caroming a ball last inning. Now he gets a leadoff out. Jacob Buschberger is the batter in a 3-1 ball game. Springfield in front, seventh inning. First pitch to Jacob. Breaking ball down the middle for a strike. Buschberger out of Davenport University. Played there from 2017 to 2019 in Michigan. The 0-1 offering from Slayton is swung on and missed off the outside, and it's 0-2. First couple years, he overlapped with Grant Wolfram, who was just activated, brought back to the Rough Riders here, the relief pitcher for Frisco. Bushberger maybe will face him at some point here this week. Here's the 0-2. Takes it down low, and it's ball one, 1-2. Bushberger was a terrific hitter at Davenport. 429 batting average as a junior, but did not get drafted, so he came back for his senior year in 2020. And that year cut short due to COVID. The 1-2, Bushberger swings and misses. Slayton gets him to chase a slider outside. Two down in the seventh for Justin Slayton. Slayton facing just one over the minimum here today. Trying to finish out two straight scoreless relief innings for the Rough Riders. 3-1 Springfield. And Chandler Redmond is the batter. Bases empty and two down. Outfield playing him deep, but not that deep. The first pitch is down and in for a ball. Left-hand hitter Chandler Redmond, also a terrific hitter in college, just like Bushberger. He had 50 home runs over his college career at Gardner-Webb. Now 1-0 to Redmond, takes a big hack and doesn't get it. Swinging for the fences towards the Lazy River in right field. If he had let go to the bat, I think that would have gotten to the Lazy River itself, even if he didn't make contact. Here's the 1-1 to Redmond. He watches it inside, ball two to the backstop. Spent 4 years in Boiling Springs, North Carolina for Gardner-Webb. 50 home runs. And was drafted in 2019 in the 32nd round. And now the 26-year-old out of Middletown, Maryland, playing with the Springfield Cardinals. Two balls and a strike. From Justin Slayton. The righty working from the stretch. She comes home. A fastball high and outside. And it's 3-1 to the designated hitter. Frisco looking to come back here today and get one win on the series, losing the first two of this week thus far. The 3-1 pitch is hit high and foul over the left side, and it's 3-2. Frisco has not won a home series in a month now. It wasn't since the Amarillo week that concluded on May 21st. Now, granted, there have been a lot of road series since then, so that's a big part of it. But just to have the fans watch Frisco win several games in a row would be nice, but down 3-1 today. Here's the payoff to Redmond. Swings, and an off-speed doesn't get it. Up and in, and Redmond goes down hacking. Back-to-back Ks for Justin Slayton, and he goes 3-up, 3-down in the seventh inning. It's time to stretch from Frisco. Bottom of the seventh coming up. 3-1 Cardinals on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the seventh here in Frisco, Texas, as the Rough Riders got on the board last inning. They still trail 3-1, but they hope to string a couple innings together, scoring consecutively. If they do so, could be led off by Liam Hicks. The catcher starts, followed by Scott Capers and then Josh Hatcher against Logan Gregg, who stays in this ballgame. The starter trying to work into the seventh inning for the Cardinals today. And just the third time through the order. 3-1 Springfield, bottom of the seventh. The first pitch of the inning from Logan Gragg is taken outside. And ball one. Hicks followed by Capers, who's DHing for the first time this season. Those are the two catchers on the roster, and they're both starting today. Capers was the actual catcher in the last couple days, and Hicks playing for the first time this week. The 1-0 at the knees, and strike one, 1-1. The Springfield team claiming the first couple games of this series mentioned that last year they were just under 500 on the season and did not make the postseason in 2022. 1-1. Hicks takes a big cut, doesn't get it. It's 1-2. Even though they were two games under 500 last year, it was a vast improvement from the year prior, as Mike Antonini, the catcher, Aaron Antonini, walks out to have a conversation with Logan Gragg, and they converse in front of the mound. But Springfield in 2021 went 45-75. A whopping 30 games under 500, which was the worst record in the Texas League that year, and no one has won that few games any of the last 5 years in the Texas League. The couple years prior to that, 2018 and 2019, they won 60 games, still under 500, but at least more than 45. 2017, they had a good year. That was the most recent, really solid year, tied for first in the division. Logan Gragg's ready to go after the mound visit. The 1-2 to Hicks, low and away, even to count at 2-2 to the leadoff man here in the seventh inning. 3-1 Springfield. In 2017, the Cardinals tied for first in the division, but did not make the postseason, even though two teams make it into the playoffs. The 2-2 pitch to Liam Hicks. A breaking ball fouled back. Each postseason berth is given to the first half winner and the second half winner. So even if you have the best record over the course of the entire season, unless you have the best record in a half, you don't get in. And that's what happened to Springfield. Didn't win either half, even though they were 14 games over 500. Did not make it to the postseason in 17. The 2-2 to Hicks is inside, ball three. Springfield did make it in 2016. That's the most recent playoff appearance for the Cardinals. Is 7 years ago. And they are over 500 this season, but they are not in contention for the first half title. It's not yet been decided in the Northern Division, with Arkansas and Tulsa battling it out. Here's a payoff pitch to Liam Hicks. He takes it inside, a leadoff walk for the catcher. Working it back into the count and draws the free pass, and the tying run will come to the plate. Scott Capers is up with a runner on and nobody out in the seventh inning. 3-1 Cardinals. Capers logging his 36th game played of the season for the Rough Riders and his first as the designated hitter. The right-hander steps in against the righty Gragg in the first pitch. An off-speed that curls outside for ball one. Logan Gragg working into the seventh inning and his pitch count up to 97 now. Outfield playing fairly deep, especially in left field, to Scott Capers. A 1-0 pitch to him is taken below the knees. He gets ahead, two balls and no strikes after a leadoff walk for Liam Hicks. Capers, who has not DH'd very much this season or at all in his professional career, the first one, in fact, of his pro career. It's now a mound visit for Logan Gragg, and perhaps a change here as Gragg is nearing 100 pitches. And it looks like Jose LaHare, who has walked out to chat with Logan Gragg and have a conversation before this or during this Scott Capers at-bat, in which he took the first two pitches outside of the zone. And Gragg is going to stay in and reach the century mark. Pardon me, Chris Roycroft in the game. My apologies. Roycroft came in this inning. So Chris Roycroft to walk the first batter and misses inside for ball three to Scott Capers. 3-0 the count to Gragg, who had finished after six innings, five hits, one run allowed. Roycroft in. And And the 3-0 pitch to Scott Capers is low for ball four. And a four-pitch walk for Scott Capers. And now two runners aboard for the Rough Riders with Josh Hatcher coming to the plate, representing the go-ahead run. Frisco, which did not hold a lead yesterday, has not claimed a lead today at any point. And trying to build into something of that fashion here in this inning. Bottom of the seventh, 3-1 Cardinals. Here at Riders Field, left-hand hitting Josh Hatcher at the plate for his third plate appearance of the evening. The first pitch from Roy Croft is low for a strike, or low corner for a strike. Hatcher 1-for-3 yesterday in his Double-A debut. And 1-for-2 today. The 0-1 pitch, he takes a late swing and misses it. And it's 0-2 to Josh Hatcher, the Albany, Georgia native. Now playing with the Frisco Rough Riders, hitting seventh or eighth in this lineup. The 0-2 to Hatcher, he started to swing and held back in a pitch upstairs. One ball and two strikes to Josh Hatcher, who played 4 years at Mississippi State. 2 years, or 1 year at Kennesaw State before getting drafted and now with the Rangers organization. First and second for the Rough Riders with still nobody out. Roy Croft comes home, and Hatcher grounds a ball up the middle, fielded by Lopez, the shortstop, runs it to the bag himself, fakes a throw to first. He gets the out at second for a fielder's choice to put away Capers, and now it's runners at the corners for the Rough Riders with one down. So it advances Hicks to third. If he scores, it cuts into the deficit, but the Rough Riders would need Hatcher to score from first to tie this game. But one run would help. We're still in the seventh, so there's time in this ball game. But the Rough Riders would like a crooked number, something that they have not done yesterday or today. After the Rough Riders led all of Tuesday until the very end and have not led since nor scored multiple runs in an inning since. Now in the seventh on a Thursday, Chris Cease, the batter, with one down. The first pitch from Chris Roycroft is outside for ball one. So Hicks at third, Hatcher at first. Cease, who's 0-for-2 today, is at the plate looking for an RBI. The outfield playing him deep. Mendlinger, the left fielder, just a few steps in front of the warning track. A 1-0 offering is swung on and missed, and a pitch down and a bit away. And a strike one to Cease. Mendlinger playing shaded a bit to the left as well as deep in left field. The center fielder, Antico, shaded pretty heavily to right center. And there is a massive gap towards the left center power alley for the right-hand hitting Chris Cease. Runners in the corners for the Rough Riders. Here is the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball right down the middle and strike two on Cease. And it's 1-2. Cease playing third base today and hitting 200. Eight doubles and three home runs on the year. Just looking to put the ball in play and make something happen here. A 1-2 offering from Chris Roycroft is swung on and hit towards short, grabbed by the shortstop. Lopez throws back to first. He gets Hatcher. A line drive double play, 6-3, and the inning is over. Frisco gets two walks to start out the inning and does not get any runs out of it, stranding a runner at third. And it's still a 3-1 ball game. Springfield in front through seven innings on the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos, Quesos!
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
The middle of the order for Theo McDowell, new relief pitcher into the ballgame for the Frisco Rough Riders. His team trails 3-1. The Rough Riders down to the Springfield Cardinals in the top of the eighth inning. McDowell in for his 21st appearance of the season, an ERA of 5.08 for the Vermont native. A 1-2 record for Theo, 28 innings. Struck out 31 so far this season. He faces Noah Mendlinger, LJ Jones, and Irving Lopez in the eighth inning. Again, with Springfield leading 3-1. Frisco getting some good relief innings from Spees, Slayton, and hopefully for them now for McDowell as well. Theo's first pitch to Mendlinger is an off-speed offering inside, and ball one. Justin Slayton finishes day with two straight strikeouts. He offered two scoreless innings out of the pen following Alex Spees, who did the same. The 1-0 pitch is just high and outside, and it's 2-0 for McDowell. Alex Spees went 1 2/3 innings, no runs, and Justin Slayton, two innings, no runs, striking out five between them. 2-0 pitch, off speed, finds the plate, and strike one to Noah Mendlinger. A lot of fans in the ballpark tonight. Great Thursday evening in Frisco. The 2-1 pitch, again, splits the plate. It evens the count at 2-2. Lazy River is packed with fans. The grassy berm scattered with kids and picnickers, and then the seating bowl as well. Pretty well filled out. Should see a great crowd this weekend as well. And if you're tuned in on this stream, just glad to have you here watching some Rough Riders baseball on a Thursday night. Here's the 2-2. A swing and a miss. Mendlinger goes down swinging in the dirt, and the throw from Hicks is in time. And a strikeout for Theo McDowell starts out his relief outing with a K. Going back to Justin Slayton's outing, that's three straight strikeouts for Rough Riders pitchers. Theo McDowell gets his 32nd punch out of the season. LJ Jones, the batter, with a single, a walk, and a strikeout today. The opening pitch to him is a bit upstairs, and ball one on a breaker from Theo McDowell. The right-hand hitter Jones swings at the 1-0 and doesn't get it, 1-1. Halfway through just about this season, Carlos Cardoza, the first-year skipper for the Rough Riders, 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. Always a big learning process for any first-year skipper, and Cardoza's done an excellent job learning the players, making relationships. He's just an affable guy and his strength. Cardoza himself, who had a playing career, started out at Georgia State before going to Armstrong State in the Peach Belt Conference. Here's the 1-2 to Jones. Big cut and miss. Strike three from Theo McDowell. Two straight strikeouts for him. And four straight for Rough Riders pitchers. Two down here in the eighth inning. Irving Lopez, the batter, with the bases empty. 3-1 Springfield leading in the eighth inning. And Noah Mendlinger, who batted earlier this inning, also from the Peach Belt Conference. He played at Georgia College and State University in Milledgeville, Georgia. First pitch to Lopez is high for ball one. Cardoza, who played for Armstrong State, then Jose LaHare, the other manager, the one for Springfield, played at Georgia College and State, same conference. A 1-0 pitch outside for ball two. Cardoza played at Georgia State, transferred to Armstrong State to continue his college playing career in the Peach Belt. It's a D2 conference. 2-0 pitch is low, and McDowell falls behind. Three balls and no strikes. Now, if you're wondering how big of a baseball program Armstrong State is, that university actually no longer exists. It folded after Cardoza was playing there. The 3-0 to Lopez is outside. A four-pitch walk following two straight strikeouts. And now Aaron Antonini will be the batter with the bases, or with a runner at first and two down in the eighth inning.
It just couldn't handle going forward without Cardoza.
He's gone? Well, why do we have a university?
Exactly.
What's the point? we can't have Carlos Cardoza. I don't blame him. I mean, he's a great guy to know and glad that he's here in Frisco. Looking on from the dugout as his pitcher McDowell comes set to Antonini. He kicks and comes home, and a fastball inside just missed the belt of the catcher, Aaron Antonini. Ball one.
We've talked so much about how much Carlos means to this team. And that's, and you talk to any player, and they'll say how much they love playing for Carlos.
A 1-0 from Theo McDowell. He swung on and missed. It's 1-1. It was in his time there at Armstrong State. He just wanted to get into teaching and a great education professor. And that's how he started his professional career. I mean professional in the general sense, not baseball, but he was a teacher at Decatur High School, his alma mater. And then started coaching at the high school, and one thing led to another. Here he is at the AA level managing. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed, and it's 1-2 for McDowell. But he wasn't expecting to be a manager in professional baseball, but had enough of a background having played college baseball and just had the itch, really loved coaching and teaching. There's certainly an overlap between the two. McDowell one strike away from ending the inning. Runner at first. 1-2 pitch from the right-hander. Is taken right down the middle. Strike three looking. Theo McDowell strikes out the side. And he holds Springfield off the board in the eighth inning. It's still 3-1 Cardinals to the bottom of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The Rough Riders have threatened the last couple of innings, but have come up with just one run so far recently, and this ballgame in total, trailing the Springfield Cardinals 3-1. And now trying to cut into the deficit further or erase it completely. It is the top of the order coming up for Frisco in the home half of the eighth inning. 3-1 Springfield, Luis Angel Acuna to lead off. 1-for-3 today. He faces Chris Roycroft to begin the eighth inning. Acuna singling his most recent at-bat. He scored, the only Rough Rider to do so today. The first pitch from Chris Roycroft to Luis Angel Acuna is outside on a 92-mile-an-hour toss and ball one. Acuna 3-for-5 on Tuesday. Two doubles and a home run, but no hits yesterday, 0-for-4, but he starts a new hit streak today. 1-0 pitch to the shortstop is taken just off the outside edge. He gets ahead, two balls and no strikes. Frisco could really use some power here, just some base runners for Luis Angel to get aboard with all of his speed. A 2-0 pitch to Acuna is swung on and slashed foul behind home. Speaking of home runs, it was on this date in baseball history, a Lone Star rivalry. The Rangers and the Astros were playing in 2005 on this date, and the Rangers set a couple of home run records on this day against their in-state rival 18 years ago. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Acuna. He watches low and ball three. Texas racked up 4 home runs in 1 inning against the Astros. 8 long balls in a single game, both of which were club records for the Rangers. They ended up winning that game 18-3. How about that? 3-1 the count to Acuna. He takes a big hack at a fastball up and in, doesn't get it. And strike two. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Acuna, who has a home run of his own. That was back on Tuesday, his 5th of the season. He calls time before the payoff pitch from Chris Roycroft. Base is empty for Acuna, leading off the 8th inning. Here is the 3-2 delivery. He swings late at a fastball, strike 3, and Roycroft gets him. Elevated heater, that was a strike. It was in the zone just barely, and Acuna goes down with a K. Evan Carter is next with 1 down, and the base is empty in the 8th inning. Play again tomorrow at 7:05 on a Friday evening. Just 1 week on the homestand here in Frisco. Hope to see you out at the ballpark this weekend. First pitch to Carter is bottom of the zone for a strike. Rough Riders then won't be home until the 4th of July. So that should be a big game as well. Come out for Stars and Stripes night. Put that on your calendar. Midland coming to town on Independence Day, a home game here in Frisco. The 1-strike pitch to Carter. A check swing. It was down and in. He held back. And ball one.
That game's going to be awesome. Double fireworks show, yeah. Pregame concert. Really excited for that. It's always one of the biggest of the year, but especially this year, it's going to be really fun.
Double fireworks. The fireworks show are always already pretty long. I mean, they're good fireworks shows as they are. The 1-1 to Carter. A big line drive back towards short, and it's caught by Lopez running in just behind the bag. And he makes the catch on a soft liner off the bat of Evan Carter. And there's 2 down here in the 8th inning.
You're not going to want to miss it. RidersBaseball.com to get your tickets. It's going to be sold out, so make sure you get your tickets now while they're still available. It's going to be an awesome night.
The Rough Riders play the day before and travel back from San Antonio. You get back in time for 4th of July. First pitch to Thomas Sijacy is down the heart of the plate. Strike 1. 2 outs. Base is empty for the Rough Riders, who trail by 2. 2 hits today for Thomas, extending his hitting streak to 11 games. Single and a double today, plus a walk. The 0-1 pitch to Thomas is at the kneecaps, and strike 2. Has the only RBI today for the Rough Riders. Not to mention an RBI triple yesterday in the 9th inning when the Rough Riders tried to build up a rally, but ultimately did fall last night in the Wednesday affair. A 2-strike pitch from Chris Roycroft is on the down inside corner, strike 3 looking. A 3-pitch punch out for Roycroft, and he goes through the Rough Riders order in quick fashion, 3 up, 3 down, and the Riders are done in the 8th inning. We head to the 9th with Springfield leading 3-1. You'll hear the voice of Zach Bigley when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Into the top of the ninth inning, it's Antoine Kelly on the mound for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing the Cardinals 3-1 in Game 3 of this six-game series. Justin Turner, Mike Antico, and Nick Dunn, 9-1-2, due up against Kelly. Fifth pitcher used for Frisco today. Left-handed batter against left-handed pitcher. First pitch. Fouled back, and it's 0-1. Only four combined runs between these two teams today. Began in the third. An RBI single from Jacob Buschberger. The 0-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Irving Lopez then had an RBI single in the fourth, and an RBI fielder's choice from Mike Antico made it 3-0. Rough Riders got on the scoreboard with a Thomas Ajayi RBI knock in the sixth. Kelly the 1-1. Ground ball foul at the plate. One ball, two strikes. It's been not a very onomatopoeic night for the bats. Unfortunately for the Rough Riders, just one run on five hits tonight. Three runs on seven hits for the Cardinals. Turner is 1-for-2 today. He singled back in the sixth. Kelly brings in the 1-2. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. Kelly, a 3.75 ERA for the Rough Riders this year. The left-handed three-quarter arm slot has been very effective. Fastball and slider combination for him. He offers in the 2-2. Fastball, ground ball, foul back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes on a 98-mile-an-hour heater from Kelly. The left-hander, 6'5", 205 pounds, 23 years old, native of Chicago, Illinois. He has his sign ready from the stretch. He brings in the 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him with a slider low of the zone. Antoine Kelly with his first strikeout. Rough Riders have racked him up tonight. That's the 12th Frisco strikeout. Top of the order in Mike Antico. 0-for-4 today with an RBI. 3-1 Rough Riders trail, top of the ninth inning. Left-hander issues in. A bunt show, and he pulls back and watches low of the zone. It's one ball and no strikes. 99-mile-an-hour fastball there from Kelly. We've seen him at 100 for his tops. 1-0 offering. Antico bunts it up the first baseline of beauty. Hatcher comes up, collects, whips it onto first, not in time. Antico burning down the line, and he gets in there with a bunt base hit. He pulled it with him right up the first baseline. Hatcher came charging in, but Antico was already behind him when he fielded it, and he threw it onto Sajacy covering, but no chance to get Antico. He can really run. Runner at first, one out in the top of the ninth inning. It's 3-1. Springfield leads it with a base runner. And Nick Dunn bats. Left on left. And a throw goes over to first. Antico back in easily. Dunn 1-for-4 today. He faces a tough left on left matchup. Lefties have had a really tough time this season against Kelly. He readies and brings in the pitch to Dunn. Ground ball to third. Cease has got it. Bobbles, only play to first. He throws that way, and it's not in time. Oh, man. Well, it should have been an inning-ending double play. Turns out to be an error on Chris Cease. And Antico was hobbling on his way to second base. And hopefully he's okay. The trainer, Alex Wolfinger, comes out, and he's going to come out of the ballgame. So they'll get a pinch runner for Antico, who, not sure if he pulled something on his way towards second base or what, but he was hobbling and is coming out here in the ninth inning. So substitution. See who the Cardinals turn to. It's Jose Alvarez. Alvarez takes over at second. Runners at first and second. One out in the ninth inning. Jacob Buschberger, the batter. Now, Cease really could have gone to second, but he wasn't looking that way after the bobble. As Antico was actually still trying to jog down to second base because of the injury. Well, runners at first and second base. Kelly readies and brings it home. In the air, foul right side. It's 0-1. Rough Rider's first defensive error in the game. Buschberger back in from the right side. He's 1-for-4 with an RBI single today back in the third. Kelly readies and brings in the 0-1. Outside corner, a strike. It's 0-2. Game 4 of the series coming up tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch. Fireworks Friday tomorrow. Left-hander readies in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike 3. Second strikeout for Kelly, the Rough Riders' 13th as a pitching staff tonight. Two outs and Chandler Redmond steps in. Redmond 1-for-4 with a single in the fifth. Actually be Pedro Páez who will pinch hit for Redmond. Redmond done going 1-for-4, and now Páez, who's been the three-hole hitter each of the last two games, steps in. He's 3-for-8 in the series. First pitch. On the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. We'll be on the air at 6:50 tomorrow. Kelly readies in the 0-1. Páez swings and fouls it back, and it's 0-2. Hope you join us. Rough Riders will hopefully go into that game with a come-from-behind victory today. They'll have the middle third of the order, two up in the bottom of the ninth inning with Hover, Strom, and Hicks. And there is action out of the bullpen for Springfield as Andre Granillo, or beg your pardon, Andre Granillo is warming up in the pen. Kelly ahead 0-2. He kicks the leg and fires. It's fought foul off the hands into the right side of the stands. Still 0-2 on Páez. Alvarez, the pinch runner at second, done at first. Off Riders trailing by 2 in the top of the ninth inning. 0-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him with the fastball. Bottom of the zone. Kelly strikes out the side. Allows a couple base runners. No runs on a hit, an error, and two left on. Bottom nine coming up. Rough Riders down 3-1. They need 2 to tie it, 3 to win it on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights, so bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Andre Granillo takes over on the mound for Springfield. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Rough Riders trailing 3-1, needing 2 to tie it and 3 to win it, and trying to snap a little mini two-game skid to begin this series. Trevor Hover, Kellen Strom, and Liam Hicks, the men handed the keys to the car to try and do that. Hover is 1-for-3 today. He had a single in the fourth inning. Granillo is just the third pitcher used by Springfield tonight. The 3 runs on 8 hits and no errors for the Cardinals. The Rough Riders 1 run on 5 hits and 1 error defensively. First pitch. Hover watches high and away, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. So the Rough Riders need base runners. The 1-0. Granillo fits it on the outside edge of strike. It's 1-1. We saw Granillo in the opener of this series. He pitched a scoreless inning with 2 strikeouts. The pitch, breaking ball, just shuttles high. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. He did not face Hover in that game. He did face Strom and struck him out. He's on deck. The 2-1. That one's on the outside edge. A strike on the upper outside corner. 2-2. Granillo shoulders square towards the plate. And time called by Hover late. Logan Gregg started this game, went 6 innings, allowing just 1 run on 5 Rough Riders hits. Frisco hasn't had... Here's the wind back in the pitch. The swing and a drive down the right field line, but foul, and it's 2-2. The Riders haven't had any hits in the last 2 innings of Chris Roycroft since Gregg exited. Two and two on Hover. The offering in. Swing and a miss, struck him out. And with a breaking ball down low and inside. Hover down on strikes. First strikeout for Granillo. UC Riverside product. Former 14th round selection in 2021 by the Cardinals. Making his 27th appearance of the year. He's 2-3 with a 4.46 ERA. In 34 and a third innings, he's K'd 46. The offering slips across the outside edge of strike, and it's 0-1. Strom 0-3. Fly out to center, line out to center, and a strikeout. The pitch. He swings, lines into right field, in for a base hit. It's a 12-game hitting streak for Kellen Strom. He extends it with a single into right field. Tying run to the plate in the form of Liam Hicks. Riders trail 3-1 to Springfield in this bottom half of the ninth inning. Out of fastball on 97 right over the heart of the plate. Hit it at 106 miles an hour into right field. First pitch to Hicks. He fouls it away left side. It's 0-1. Hicksy walked back in the seventh. He's 0-2 today. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. Granillo from the stretch, he pitches. Inside corner, a strike. Man, that looked a little in, and Hicks certainly thought so. It's one, make it 0-2. And he calls time. Left-handers have had significantly more success against Granillo this year than right-handers have, hitting .277 against him. The 0-2 is down low and inside, and it kicks away from Antonini all the way back to the backstop. That allows Strom to move up to second base on the wild pitch, and it's now one ball and two strikes on Hicks. Runner at second, one out. Rough Riders not going away quietly. And a balk. Granillo balks, and Strom moves to third. By the way, Mike Antico out of the game with an injury in the top half of the ninth inning. Noah Mendlinger has taken over in center field. And Jose Alvarez is now in left. Here's the stretch, and the 1-2 pitch. High off the outside corner, it's two balls and two strikes. A 2-2 on Hicks. Runner at third, tying run at the plate, bottom of the ninth. The 2-2. Swinging a fly ball into center field. Mendlinger charging in, still running. It's shallow. He's under it to make the catch. Strom stays at third. No reason to test it. And a perfect throw anyway. Oh, he would have probably been pegged down to the plate. That's Turner, actually, who's gone to center field. He was able to make the catch. Mendlinger is now in right field. Justin Turner has gone to second. Or to center, I should say. Two outs for Scott Capers. Riders down to their final out. Stretch in the pitch. And it's one ball and no strikes. And Strom not wanting to test the arm and then also not wanting to make the final out at home plate. There's no reason because it would just make it a one-run game. 1-0 pitch. Capers swings and misses, and it's 1-1. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Riders trailing 3-1. Frisco's only offense. Thomas Ajayi, RBI single in the sixth. 1-1 offering to Capers. Takes for a strike. 96-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle, and it's 1-2. Springfield one strike away. Granillo stretches, the 1-2. Low and away, skips away from the catcher Antonini, and Strom remains at third. He didn't read it right away, and didn't want to risk it. There's no point. Two balls and two strikes. Two and two on Capers. Granillo stretches. He deals. High and inside and a breaking ball. And it's three balls and two strikes. So normally it would be the action pitch. There's no force, though. And 3-2, two outs. Granillo looks in. Payoff pitch on the way. Swinging a line drive into center. That's in for a base hit. Strom comes in to score, and it's a one-run game. RBI single for Scott Capers. It's a 3-2 game. Here's Josh Hatcher. And Capers will be pinch run for at first base. Jax Biggers comes in. So Biggers pinch runs for Capers at first, representing better speed as a pinch runner and representing the game's tying run at first. The winning run at the plate in Josh Hatcher. Hatcher playing in his second game with the Rough Riders after getting called up from High A Hickory yesterday. And the pitching coach, Eric Peterson, comes out of the dugout. Man, would the Rough Riders love to pick up a win in this kind of ball game. One where they have been down almost all game going back to the third inning. After losing two pretty tough games in the first two games of this series, it would be amazing to come from behind and win this one. If you're wondering about Josh Hatcher's power, because he is new, he hits 7 home runs in his 51 games combined between 50 in Hickory and 1 here in Frisco. 7 career minor league homers. All of them covering in Hickory earlier this year. Last year in 22 games between High A Hickory and the AZL, he did not homer. A runner at first. Bottom of the ninth inning, one run in. Riders trail 3-2. First pitch. Hatcher swings and misses on a breaking ball that gets away in the dirt, and Biggers moves up to second. Second wild pitch of the inning. Tying run in scoring position now for Frisco. The Rough Riders are just one, make it 2-for-9 now with runners in scoring position. After that single, Scott Caper. Antonini goes out and will chat with Granillo, because now this changes things with the runner at second. They want to make sure they have their signs right. There's nobody warming out of the Springfield bullpen. It's 0-1 on Josh Hatcher. Hatcher singled in the fifth inning to right field. He's 2-for-6 to start his Rough Riders career. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. 0-1 on Hatcher. Biggers has his lead from second. The 0-1. Hatcher swings and misses, and the Riders are down to their final strike out in front of the curve. Biggers has his lead again. A crowd of 6,060 on this Thursday night. And Granillo steps off the rubber and calls for time. Hatcher is ready to go. The stretch. The 0-2. Swinging a ground ball. Top to second. Dunn's got it. Fires to first. Ball game. The Rough Riders score a run in the ninth inning, but they are turned away and they fall 3-2. In game 3 of this 6-game series. The final, once again, it's the Cardinals 3 and the Rough Riders 2. Frisco falls to 28-37 and they lose their third consecutive game. Springfield goes to 34-32, winning their third consecutive. Josh Wharton has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program, with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Strike three, Collin. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, the Frisco Rough Riders rallied in the ninth. They had the tying run in scoring position, but do fall today 3-2, the final score. With the Springfield Cardinals claiming the first three games of the series, and they assure themselves either a series win or split this week, starting out 3-0, which means now they'll go six series in a stretch, losing just one of them in recent history for the Springfield Cardinals. They improved to 34-32. And the Rough Riders are 28-37. Good news again. The first half is coming to a close at the end of this week, and then the win-loss records reset at 0-0, and one team will claim a second-half title just based on the record after the midway point, which follows Sunday's game. So that's the silver lining, but the Rough Riders have lost three in a row, and the offense has been limited ever since a seven-run burst on Tuesday when the Rough Riders gave up four ninth-inning runs to lose, and then they only scored two yesterday and two today in a 6-2 loss and a 3-2 loss to the Springfield Cardinals. Good day for Thomas Sajacy, though. A double, a single, a walk today to extend his hitting streak to 11 games. He hit a ball to the warning track at left center back in the first inning on a good changeup, too. Logan Gragg looked really good for the Cardinals today, working that changeup a lot to left-handed batters and right-handed batters. And Sajacy, the righty, took that changeup low in the zone and smashed it nearly to the wall in left center for the extra base hit. But that would be the only extra base hit that the Rough Riders would get the entire game. And that was with two outs in the first inning. He never advanced further than second base. And then the Rough Riders managed just a few more singles the rest of the game. And that was it offensively for Frisco, which in the end totaled five hits in the ballgame. Not a ton of walks either. I mean, there were five, so there were five for Springfield and four for Frisco. So there were some base runners, but the Rough Riders never built a big rally, never scored multiple runs in an inning, and do lose 3-2 in this ballgame to the Springfield Cardinals. Again, tomorrow's game at 7:05 right here at Riders Field. Edgar Escobar on the mound for the Springfield Cardinals. For the Rangers today at the major league level, they yesterday beat the White Sox 6-3, getting the day off in today's action. And the Rangers will continue tomorrow in a series with the Yankees that begins tomorrow for a three-game set before the Tigers series. So good little stretch for the Rangers. We'll take a look at the Texas League scores before we sign off here from Riders Field. With the Rough Riders finishing in this one, fairly quick game, but ultimately a 3-2 win for the Springfield Cardinals. In the bottom of the ninth inning in San Antonio, Midland leads 10-8. Amarillo beats Corpus Christi 7-5. Arkansas and Wichita tied at 6-6 in the sixth inning. And Northwest Arkansas loses to Tulsa on the road 5-3. Really the big race is in the Northern Division with Tulsa and Arkansas going at it. And it looks like Tulsa wins and Arkansas tied. So we'll see if Tulsa can get a game on the Travs tonight. Well, again, tomorrow join us at 6:50 for the pregame show and 7:05 for the first pitch, game four of this six-game series right here at Riders Field. So glad that you've tuned in. Our thanks to all the people watching along the way and listening in on the stream as well. We appreciate you tuning in. Hope you come back tomorrow. As well. Thanks to Tristan Pauly, our pregame guest. For Zach Bigley, the voice of the Rough Riders, I'm Josh Warden, signing off until tomorrow night. This has been another production of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!